Thursday, July 24th, 2025. I got some bad news for you. Hulk Hogan has died.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Show called in a few times many years ago, and I know a lot of people that knew him well and just said he was a really great, awesome guy, like Rowdy Piper, that was a guest on our broadcast and a listener. And it was on my bucket list to get him on. We were very close to getting him on right around the RNC, but it didn't happen, you know, as an official guest. And it just broke in the last 20 minutes that there's a slew of police cars. EMTs were parked outside his home. The icon was carried away in a stretcher and into an ambulance just a few weeks ago. His wife denied rumors he was in a coma, stating his heart was strong and he was recovering from surgeries. Now they are reporting that he is dead. So as more information comes out about that, we will report on it. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan dead at 71. And of course, what a way to go out here in the last year there at the RNC back in the summer, tearing off his shirt for Trump mania. So there you go. I was out in Florida last year, one of those beachside resorts outside Tampa. I was visiting Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's church, and I come up and park my car, and the valet comes up. He was a listener, and he goes, "Hey, man, you just missed it. You know, Hulk Hogan was out at the restaurant here. He comes here all the time. He just drove off." I said, "Man, that sucks." So never got to meet him in person. We did call into the show a few times. And Ozzy Osbourne died, you know, a couple days ago. And I like some Ozzy's music, but I wasn't really, you know, iconically interested, you know, overall. But it just shows you how short life is. But Hulk Hogan, until the end, was very cogent and very smart. And had been a Christian for a long time, but had never really talked about his faith. But just the last few years, started really professing it and talking about how important it is to have Jesus Christ in your life and the Holy Spirit. So, what an entertainer. Amazing. You know, I learned about 3 minutes before I went live on air that he was dead. And I told the crew, get a compilation of him body slamming under the giant. There's even better ones where he picks him up actually over his head, which the guy weighed over 500 pounds. Do you have any idea how hard it is to pick up a bar with 500 pounds on it, which is controllable, much less dead weight? I mean, just unbelievably strong. And he's gone now. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hulk Hogan, what a bummer. What a bummer. Now our heart goes out to his family and everybody else connected to him. But he's certainly iconic and will never be forgotten. I mean, him and Andre the Giant are obviously the greatest professional wrestlers, entertainers, from that genre, hands down. I mean, there's just, you can't even really compare anybody else to them. The just really incredible athletes. And I got to say, Andre the Giant might just barely top Hulk Hogan as the greatest wrestler ever, because he was so gigantic and in so much pain the last years, but just fought through it. But it's just hard to say who was greater. There's just two titans right up there at the top. They'll be back with all the serious news straight ahead. Stay with us. Rocket attacks from the skies above.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Incredible athlete and a great guy. Hulk Hogan has reportedly died in just the last few hours in Clearwater, Florida, of cardiac arrest at 71 years old. And, of course, the most incredible things is him all those times at WrestleMania body slamming Andre the Giant, who weighed over 520 pounds. With any idea, picking up 520 pounds on a bar is an incredible feat above your head, or at least up to your shoulders. Picking up dead weight is just, no one even thought he could do it till the first time he did it. And he said in an interview, I think the second time he did it, because the first few times he did it up partially above his head, then he felt his spine go, he literally lost like a couple inches, destroyed his spine. And after that, in future WrestleManias, he would just pick him up to his shoulders. But my goodness gracious. Hulk Hogan, again, we could dig it out. He called into the show a few times. Many years ago, we had an affiliate there in Clearwater, and he would call in under his regular name, later talk to him some on the phone. He said, yeah, he'd been a listener for a long time, and I just never got him on as an actual guest. That's a real bummer. And just missed meeting him in Florida at a hotel. I pulled in from dinner with my wife, visiting Rodney R. Brown. They go, man, you just missed Hulk Hogan. He comes here all the time. He just drove off. Like the car was like driving off. I was like, wow. So that was definitely on my bucket list, to shake his hand. Did a great job, obviously, campaigning for Trump and doing the Hulkamania, Hulkster, tear the shirt off at the RNC. We will talk more about that as we get more information, but certainly living a life of the man in the arena. Goodbye. Will not be forgotten. Hulk Hogan. And this 2 days after Ozzy Osbourne made the jump into hyperspace. Okay. I have an extremely full plate today on so many fronts. And I told listeners and viewers that as I got a better approximation of what's going on with this Epstein firestorm, that I would tell you what my view of it is. And my views and my research is never clouded by what I want something to be. I always go with what the research and information points to. Now, normally when we're covering policies and issues, it's cut and dry. Carbon taxes are a scam to control all human activity and track us with AI computers to build a post-industrial world for deindustrialization and depopulation. Now, the idea that two men can have a baby and there's no difference between men and women, you know, stuff like that is cut and dry. The fact that communism is a nightmare enslavement system, that's cut and dry. When you start getting into issues like what's really going on with this ongoing Epstein scandal, and there's all these different layers and all these different people involved and this long history and all these different cases, and all these different leaks, it's its own world. Like somebody's an expert on football because they've been watching it for 30 years and love it. Well, just knowing about Epstein becomes its own world. And I have been covering it for decades. It's decades now. And it's paradoxical because you learn a lot about how the globalists operate. And you learn how the Justice Department operates by studying it. And so, even though at a certain point it becomes a distraction because it takes over so much of the bandwidth of research, it's still extremely informative because if you've actually studied it, you know who the different factions are inside the DOJ and the intelligence agencies, and you get a very good idea of exactly what's going on. But this case itself is just a small piece of this larger underground human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophile, satanic empire or network. And I've forgotten more about the Epstein case than most of the so-called experts know. So the corporate media, but also the alternative media, have all had a field day with the fact that I will lay out the bad facts against Trump, and then I will lay out the good facts, and then people will just take the good facts I lay out for 5 minutes and say, look, he's mindlessly defending him. Or they will take, then I then spend 5 minutes with the bad facts and say, oh, he's mindlessly just attacking Trump. And that's an issue with the people that are doing that. That's an issue of them for whatever reason, whether it's CNN or whether it's some right-wing commentator or whoever they are, that want to have a particular narrative, they do that. But anyone actually listening to this show would know exactly where I stand and that I show you the facts in all the cases. And that I've also, since this giant fiasco broke 18 days ago, have been the most accurate up front on who was behind this, who was behind that, what's coming next, what's going to unfold. I mean, we've nailed it. And I've been telling people, you know, the first week of it, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Then I started to get a good idea. And I've had so many people from the White House, high level, call me to get my opinion of what's going on. So when I say I have sources in the FBI and the White House and intelligence, they just give me pieces of things, but mainly call me to ask what I think. So people ask, oh, you've got these sources. The sources call me. Let's just be clear about that. So, and they're really calling me now because I've nailed exactly what's going on. So people got a really bad taste in their mouth when Trump came out over a week ago, a few days into this, and said, you're not MAGA if you keep talking about this. This is all a Democrat hoax, and people need to just move on from it because it's a distraction, just like Russiagate, for the important work we're doing. That was pretty ham-fisted. He later elaborated, and his surrogates did. No, he's not saying Epstein didn't do bad stuff. He's saying the Democrats have had the files. They're only going to put recycled BS in there, and Trump was the one that sent him to get the files, and they came back to him and said, sir, you're in it, and then he heard the crap that was in it, nothing substantive, but recycled BS, and then he blew up and said, shut it down. Well, you can't do that. And now you've seen Speaker Johnson come out and say that was the case, and you've seen Trump's surrogates come out and say it, and you've seen the Wall Street Journal come out and say, yeah, Trump learned he was in the files back in May, and it was clear when they got those files and clear when they reported back to him that, like a record skipping, they went from we're going to release all this to there are no files. First the surrogates, Bongino, Patel, then Bondi, and then Trump himself. So definitely Trump is in there. And then that's a whole other discussion of what the files are. The public acts like it's some magic little black book, and then that's all there is, and then it's the product of a whole bunch of different, quote, federal investigations run by Comey and his daughter and the rest of them at damage control, and there were civil lawsuits bringing stuff out. They would then indict the people to limit the investigation, control it, and then have lesser convictions, which then they end up getting out of prison later because they deliberately put major errors in the prosecution. Just like you saw with P. Diddy, run again by the cleanup expert, Maureen Comey. So I'm sorry for the general internet and other folks that just see clips of the show or people that tune in and this is just too complex for you. This is not the show for you, okay? You see, I understand in a one-dimensional mindset, you just need to be told some simplistic stuff, and then you can decide whether you still support Trump or you don't, or you've always hated Trump and now you just want to believe he's bad, or you're a rabid, mindless Trump supporter that wants to be in a cult who says anybody even asking questions or saying Trump really stepped in it by ordering this cover-up makes him look very suspicious. It's going to be a firestorm. And then I was massively attacked the first day it broke as a traitor and a Democratic Party operative. And this was part of Trump's $8 trillion chess. Well, at first they just said, you're wrong, Trump's not behind it. But within 48 hours he came out and said, no, he was behind it. Because it's absolute crap. And it's another setup. And I said, yeah, Comey and the rest of them have had control of the files. And whatever they left in there is going to take out bad stuff about them and obviously leave bad stuff in or add bad stuff about Trump. And people accuse me of covering up for Trump there. And saying, oh, look, you're agreeing with him with the preposterous idea that Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and the Democrats were control of the file. They were in control of the file. And they go, no, 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 he was in 8 years ago. And they didn't give it to him then. That's come out. And then they've added all this new stuff. And I predicted the type of stuff that would be in it. And now they're leaking out what's in it. And whatever they left in that stuff in New York. And it's all the exact recycled, already debunked stuff that came out before. Because even if Trump really was involved, they're involved, so they're not going to bring something out that connects it to them with all the Democrats and Bill Gates and the rest of it and Steve Jobs' wife and all of it. No, it's going to be the same innuendo and same garbage that they ran in the campaign 8.5, 9 years ago. I was there. I covered it all. So, again, I'm teaching you how this works if you're a new listener or viewer, and I'm sorry if it makes your head hurt, but this is how the real world is, okay? Now, I mean, I could give everybody a very simple approximation here. And I will do that at about 45 after. And by simple, I mean, it doesn't mean it's not accurate, in my view. It's just a simple boil down, and then I can give you some of the latest information. But if you are a regular listener, you know I've predicted in the last 18 days basically everything that's now happened. And then what's going to happen next, I'll get into that. But this is going to be the new Democrat issue going into the fall. They're going to kick it all off when Congress comes back in late August. And you saw the spin in the media, corporate media. Oh, the Republicans canceled Congress, so there couldn't be a hearing on this. Congress always leaves in late July and then comes back in late August for hundreds of years to go back to their constituency. And that's because we were mainly an agrarian society, and I mean, it's a farming society, and that's when the harvest is back in their district, so it's an important time to be back there. So George Washington had a hand in that, obviously. He was the biggest farmer in the United States at that time, richest man in the United States, even before he was president. So that's an example of how you got to go through all these Democrat lies, and then you've got to actually look at what Trump's being deceptive about, and then what they're being deceptive about. But it was so easy to call it. I said, you watched the congressional hearings a few weeks ago when this broke. Everybody said, no, the Democrats won't be in for a year and a half. And I said, no, the Republicans are going to have them because their constituents are going to demand it. Well, now they're doing it. Now they're subpoenaing the Clintons and Trump, everybody else. And that it wasn't hard to predict, as I did a couple of weeks ago with Roger Stone, when we said he needs to, you know, tell the AG to go in and have all these court files and grand jury information released, which he ordered. I said, you watch. The federal judges in New York and Florida will block it. They're all Democrat judges, and an Obama judge in Florida blocked the original Epstein case from almost 2 decades ago. And I predict they will block the files being released on Ghislaine Maxwell and on Epstein in the New York cases. And you now have a Democrat lawmaker saying, no, they don't want any of it released unless it has Trump's name on it. So Trump's like, no release at all. So at first he learned that they'd said his wife was a prostitute that worked for Epstein, which they did before. It's not true. He got mad. And that they had these fake Jane Does that turned out to be fake, that they said he raped with Epstein that weren't even real women. He saw that. And they came and they told him and had a bunch of other so-called handwritten notes and garbage and the rest of it. And he just blew up and said, move on then, shut the damn thing down. The guy's dead. And it was Trump gave the orders, and I've confirmed with the White House. I'll just leave it at that. Talked directly to people that were there the last few days, 2 days ago and yesterday. And, of course, it was Trump. You know, he later came out and said it was him. And you saw him say in press conferences, hey, this is all Comey, Brennan, Clapper, same people, Obama. They're in the Russia hoax. You know, if you like what's happening in the country and you believe what I'm doing, then trust me and let's move forward. That was a little better than what he did before, just saying, shut up, you're my enemy. If you talk about this, you're not MAGA. And now the Democrats don't want any of it released, and Trump does. So that tells you everything you need to know. Oh, yeah, that's why Epstein really got mad at Trump originally. Epstein came to believe, and then this is written by Trump's enemies, by the way. Epstein came to believe that it was Trump who had first caused him to be investigated by law enforcement in Florida in 2005. And by the way, before that was ever in Yahoo News years ago, Roger Stone was there in Palm Beach, lives there. And it was Trump came to him even before Epstein ever got indicted and said, we better stay away from this guy. And he told him the story of he goes to a dinner party at a big mansion, and he sees all these, you know, like, looks like 14-year-old girls in the pool wearing bikinis and stuff. And Trump goes, hey, aren't they nice to let the neighbor's kids swim here at this party? And they went, no, they're part of the party. And Trump literally ran out. And Trump told him about that. And then Roger talked to people. And then Trump dropped a dime on his ass. And that's when it all started. And that's come out in federal court documents. We just, you know, there's news articles about it. So, I mean, if you think Trump would go get implicated with a child trafficking ring so they could blackmail and control him, you're nuts. That's all the globalists go to these things to get in the club. Trump has never been in the club. He came and basically got elected the first time he ever ran to president. He's been an outsider. He built his own system. It's very well known he is a lone wolf. Is there footage at big parties at Mar-a-Lago and things? And in comes Epstein and Trump's at the door greeting people and saying, look at these women and look at the women. 30-year-old in their prime going wild. That's Trump. Playboy, yes. What do you got? His daughter sitting on his lap in a bathing suit? Plenty of photos of my daughters in my lap with bathing suits. It's you people that have sick thoughts in your minds when you see things like that and say that's what that is. So I said I'd get to it. I mean, there's a lot, but it would have already come out if Trump did anything substantive. They spiked a bunch of made-up stuff, a bunch of recycled garbage. Trump blew up, took the bait, told him to shut it down. Ordered him to go out and tell people there's nothing to see, move along, because he knew it was their new Russiagate. And then by doing that, blew it up 100 times bigger. But now the Democrats are scared because they were desperate and they're playing with fire. And now the federal judges and the Obama judges and the Congress people are like, oh, no, don't actually release the real grand jury information. No. But now you got the Republicans, because their constituents are on their ass, going, well, we want it all. And they are subpoenaing the Clintons, Trump's records, everything. So we are now off to the races on this. And what Trump feared, a new Russiagate, is here, run by the same people. That's all true. But now if he handles it well and attacks it each piece at a time, and now changes course, and goes ahead and tells the Justice Department, take the gloves off, start arresting the real Epstein perpetrators, They'll turn tail and run so fast. I remember Trump said a couple days ago in a speech or a press conference, he said, you know, I told the Justice Department not to indict Hillary because I just thought we need to move on politically and hopefully they'd stop attacking, but they didn't. And now, after all they've done and all the Russiagate and trying to, you know, destroy me and the country, I don't have any choice whether it's good or bad. They deserve it. So, yeah, we're going to, they're treasonous. Obama, all of them, we're coming after them. And now they've created a conspiracy of treason, a treason conspiracy, task force, strike force is what it's called, to go after all these people, and they have open and shut stuff. So Trump stopped the locker up right before he won, if you remember, in 2016. He started saying, come on, let's not say that anymore. Because he was going to try to come in and make deals with the establishment and, you know, get his policies through and just, you know, let them still keep the stuff they stole, but just move on. He was letting them sue for peace. They didn't do that. And so, and I told you this months ago, the word is, no, they're being told, and it's green-lit, and they got all the evidence. I mean, Gabbard released just absolute pure proof. Remember our best-selling Hillary for Prison shirt? That is the all-time best-selling t-shirt we ever put out. Oh, we ought to put that back out and have a Comey for prison, Obama for prison. Send that over to Bigley, our sponsor. I want an Obama for prison 2026. And we'll bring back the Hillary for prison, too. Limited edition. All right, I already said I'd get to it, but there's just so much here, and I got a lot of clips. Let me do this. I'm going to hit that start of the next hour with all the clips and all the information. I want to come back and get into the meat and potatoes, what we know is going on, Obama and the deep state, with all the documents out now that they ordered the fake intelligence, used the fake intelligence for a coup. And then now they're saying, oh, no, we knew right away it wasn't real, 2016, 2017. We stopped. Then we have Obama, Clapper, Brennan, Comey in 2017, 18, 19, and 20, and 21 saying the evidence is he's a Russian agent. And he takes orders from Putin. But now they're like, oh, no, we knew it was fake 2017. We didn't do that. They ordered it. We have the documents, and more is coming out. Trump said yesterday, you ain't seen nothing yet. He said stuff is going to be way worse, and that's what I'm told, including them spying in 2024 against the campaign.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultra Methylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Not in normal times. If you look at all the different indicators, and according to my sources in the DOJ, the White House, and more, and you hear what the president's saying, he's directly saying Obama's guilty of treason, and they have the total evidence. Same thing with Hillary, Clapper, Brennan, Comey. They finally fired Comey's daughter that ran the cover-ups of Epstein on the ground, and of course, obviously, salted and spiked the files that they left behind. That's a no-brainer. That's what this group does. They're thoroughbreds of it. And Trump knows they've laid this trap. They understand it's an existential threat. His agenda of saving the country and world peace and stabilizing things is not going to get through unless the deep state leadership is indicted. Now, if they'd have left him alone, like he asked him to do in 2016, as he's talked about, and as he said a few days ago in that press conference, he'd have left them alone. They didn't do that. And so now Trump has a choice. Roll over to them and become their creature. And they hate him so much, that's not even, an offer. Plus, he wouldn't do it. Or they can be brought to justice. And so that's why you're going to see them throw everything they've got now at President Trump. Now, because of President Trump's, again, very suspicious, guilty behavior 18 days ago and since then, now he finally backed off and said, release all the information. And I said, watch the judges. The Democrats will block it, which they did. Now, I've moved from being extremely concerned to being concerned. But I understand, because I already was aware of this, that he's been more frustrated, more angry, and on a lot of other issues behind the scenes, saying, that's not my focus, that's a diversion, that's a distraction, not just the Epstein thing. So, I'm feeling a lot better about Trump right now, but that said, the pressure he's under at 79, all the attacks, the things that are going on, we're in a very dangerous situation, and you've got to know Obama and the globalists are capable of doing anything right now to stop the incoming prosecutions of Obama's minions. I don't believe Obama will ever be indicted. You saw the Supreme Court ruling that presidents doing things as president are immune except by being voted out or by impeachment, or you could have any prosecutor in the country basically become co-president, or any judge, like you've seen these Article III judges, also overridden by the Supreme Court. So Obama really cannot ever be prosecuted. But Clapper, Brennan, Comey can. Not for perjury to Congress, all the things they got caught doing. We never leaked. We never spied. We never, you know, that's all been certified a lie. Statute of limitations has already ran out on that. But there's no statute of limitations on treason, on sedition, on coups. And they can also be drug in again and forced to testify before Congress and others and re-indicted or indicted for perjury there. So they are coming after them. And I can tell you from the people meeting with the president, Flynn and others, and Stone and others, Trump is fire breathing, even before this Epstein thing, that he wants them indicted. You've seen him say it many times. So a lot of people say, oh, you know, we'll believe indictments when we see it. Well, I'll just say this. The climate is a much more intense climate right now for this, the atmosphere. And I believe it's about a 70% chance you will see major indictments sometime in the next 3 to 6 months. The biggest question is, do they have a few people with the guts to take action with the open and shut evidence? And the answer is they do. But it's still going to be one hell of a fight. But now that they've launched these new attacks on Trump, it makes an even stronger chance that Trump will be able to push his Justice Department into going on full offense. But because the Justice Department itself is implicated in the Epstein cover-up and the honeypots, that's why there's so much institutional resistance to it. But imagine Trump has them raid the FBI in New York where they were hiding the so-called Epstein files that they'd been denying existed criminally. They can indict Southern District of New York people that did that and the head of the FBI in New York who did that. We have his email saying, don't give them anything, you know, dig in, we're the resistance. And then Trump has it sent out to all the FBI offices to investigate. They go come, they come back and say, sir, you're all over this. And then Trump blows up and says, we know this is all crap. Go shut this down. See, if he was involved in something bad in there that was real, it had been covered up and you never would have known about it. And you say, well, why didn't the Democrats use it before with fake info? Because it would then open the case up about them where there's real stuff. So that moves into this area. Justice Department announces formation of strike force to assess evidence publicized by the office that Tulsi Gabbard runs of National Intelligence. And they are going directly at the jugular of these people. Here's President Trump yesterday. They cheated in the election. There are no more questions, and there's much more to come. You haven't seen anything yet, and I agree with that from all my sources. Here it is.
I think we knew it before, in all fairness, Tulsi. But now you have certainty. She has all the documents. She has everything that you need. And she found out that Barack Hussein Obama led a group of people, and they cheated in the elections, and they cheated without question. It's not even a quote. Would you say there's even a little question there, Tulsi? She says no. And you found things that nobody thought we'd ever find. And very happy and very honored to have you with us. She's right now, by far, Speaker. She's hotter than you right now, Speaker. She's the hottest person in the room right now, Speaker. So, Tulsi, great job. And I know you have a lot more coming. She told me you've seen nothing yet. So I heard those rumors about you, but now I know they're true. So we're very proud of you, Tulsi. They cheated so badly, and ultimately it led to a loss in 2020. And it shouldn't have been a loss. It was a big victory. We won by a lot. We had to do it again.
But if I thought we lost, I would never have run again. And this is a far more consequential election than it would have been if we did. That's the only thing I can say in favor of it. But we can't ever let that happen again to our country. Look at what happened in terms of inflation, in terms of so many things. But most importantly, maybe in terms of allowing millions and millions of people into our country that we shouldn't have.
Now, I know a lot of the stuff that Gabbard has because a lot of it's already come out. Remember, after they stole the 2020 election, it came out this year. The FBI, the CIA released it, that the FBI knew China flew in private planes full of ballots in key battleground states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you name it. We had witnesses at the time and whistleblowers. And the Chinese driving them with the vans at 2 a.m. delivering it on the surveillance cameras. So we all reported this then. But now the documents that the FBI knew and good FBI agents were doing their job and they got told shut it down. And they knew because they had access to the NSA, CIA database that was already tracking them. And so there were actually good people in the government, in the agencies, that were saying, look at these Chinese. And but then it turned out they were working with other people in the Justice Department and high-level CIA to steal the election with the mail-in ballots they flew in, all marked for Joe Biden. Wasn't enough to have the safe houses and the mail-in ballots and filling out people's names and having mules go drop them off in the mailboxes and the drop boxes, the Postal Service drop-off boxes. No, they had postal workers in Pennsylvania stuck out there waiting 5 hours to deliver their load into a big voting counting center. And he says, you know what? I see these other trucks delivering all these ballots. And, it's a smart Postal Service mail carrier. And he's like, man, these boxes don't look like what normal ballot box thing looks like or whatever. These are all uniform. Let me open it. And he gets back there and opens it up, and the whole van, this big truck, was full of ballots only marked for Joe Biden, unfolded and crisp. So he delivers it finally. He goes and tells the FBI, and then they come back later and threaten to arrest him and tell him, shut up. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we have. And we have Chinese Americans that witnessed it. And we have people in China that witnessed it and thought it was wrong and sent clips back to family. Because people have a sense of decency everywhere. And you're in a factory in China and you're printing off Joe Biden ballots. I mean, this is ridiculous. And so it's not just that the CIA and the FBI knew. Still inside the government, still in control, because Trump never got even 10% control of the government. They were running it with them. So that's just one little goody-goody in there. That's just one little goody-goody, because you're going to get way more. I mean, we already have a smoking gun, but this is going to be specifically from the top. Yeah, it's called treason. And remember what happened on November of this last year? It was clear Trump had won. He was points ahead in all those key battlegrounds. And then midnight comes around and they just say, we're waiting. We don't know. Kamala may go ahead. And then all of a sudden in Pennsylvania, Michigan, other states, in pull the vans and in pull the private vehicles out of states' plates. And they get out and out come all the poll watchers and all of the Republican lawyers who had to sue just to be able to even be there. They were all blocked in 2020. Remember, they covered up the windows and all that. Same thing in Georgia. Same thing in Arizona. Same thing in Michigan. Same thing in Pennsylvania. Same thing in key counties. Places like Texas where they stole it. Same procedure. Same battle plan. Get out of the building. There's a fire. Get out of the building. A water main broke. And then the surveillance cameras, they didn't turn off. They're just in there jamming those ballots in there as fast as they can and just running the same box over and over again. Well, they know what they're doing. And that's just one little thing itself should sink them. And what it's going to do to the Democrats, the court of public opinion, is beyond devastating. And so just remember, I'll go wherever the Epstein information takes us. And Trump's handling of it was the perfect way to create the Streisand effect. But what I've analyzed in the backstory I had and all the pieces I had, I said weeks ago, I believe he threw a fit because they've spiked it with disinfo, even before Trump came out and said that. It's not just one file. It's all these piles of things they've got. And innuendo and rumors and garbage. But the real stuff is in the better stuff is in the court hearings and is in the grand jury stuff. But the big one, and Trump has said all pertinent information, not just the courts and the grand juries, but he said, no, anything pertinent, Bonnie, do it. Well, he needs to be specific. He needs all of Epstein's banking records for the year before he was arrested again, and then and for the year after he died. He was only in jail 30-something days, prison, holding facility, federal holding facility, while awaiting trial. They need to release all the bank records because a $1 billion-plus went out right before he went to prison, and then a $1 billion-plus went out really fast out of his bank account right after he died, $1.1 billion. And if you want to know who runs him, that's going to tell you. And, of course, we know. Mossad. But it was such an old, long-standing operation. It had approval from the CIA, and they worked jointly with MI6 that set up the original honeypot operation with Ghislaine Maxwell's father on record. And you could say, well, they came to Trump and said it's Mossad, CIA, it'll bring down the government, you got to cover it up. And then he's like, okay, for the greater good, it'll crash the economy, I'll do it. I don't agree with that statement. I'm wargaming what he could have been the thought. And then he wasn't sophisticated enough to know that the way he came out and said shut it down, blow up in his face. But I said that probably wasn't it 18 days ago, before it was even admitted that he was the one behind ordering the cover-up. That's what that was. I said, no, that would be the boilerplate. No, he either made a deal with them to get off his back, to get the agenda through. That's probably part of it. And they put a bunch of embarrassing stuff about his wife in there that's not true. We already tried that and a bunch of other stuff. And he just said it's time to move on. And then they had a deal to come out and say it's over. But then when he made the deal, they all stabbed him in the back immediately and made a bigger deal out of it. And so Trump's like, fine, release it all. And now the Democrats don't want it released, of course. And it is just an unmitigated disaster. So the only way to go, Trump, is to call for total, complete release of everything. And if you think this is going to go away, nope, the Republicans are subpoenaing for everything, from Trump, from the Clintons, from all of it. And the Clintons are crapping bricks. Because unlike Trump, where there's no real meat and potatoes, the Clintons' Deputy Heather Foundation was convicted for kidnapping and smuggling kids out of Haiti that weren't even orphans. And then we've been doing more of a research, some of the crew has, and I knew about some of this, but God, the stuff we just found, and I'm going to have to go over this more and then maybe shoot a special report today or do it right at the start of the show tomorrow. But of course you can't swing a stick in the dark around Ghislaine Maxwell and the Clintons and the Podestas and not hit an Aleister Crowley priest. Oh, it's mainstream news. So I don't mind other people hearing this and going to researching yourself and bragging yourself. That my old job is everybody else covering stuff. But I'll do it just like nobody would touch the really big WikiLeaks devil worship stuff the first few days. We found it and would put it out, so I got the main blame for it. Then they came after me, which is fine. And I also dug out the delivering 7-year-olds to the hot tub for John Podesta's pleasure at the farmhouse. You know, other stuff like that. You know what? I'll do a special report on that this afternoon. We'll put it out, and then we'll air it on the show tomorrow. This can't wait. But I've already got so much here, but the more I look at it, I think of hundreds of other things I want to get. Because it's like, this is damning, but it's only, this is just new stuff nobody's talked about. I have to get all the other stuff. I mean, all of it would take 100 hours. Well, maybe the worst hits, the greatest hits of evil, then. And that gives me a headache to think about. There's so much. What am I getting at? With the Clintons, with all these people, with Ghislaine Maxwell, it is devil worshiper central. And then people wonder, well, why at Epstein Island in that temple that we never got footage from until James O'Keefe got it, is it all about black magic and devil statues? And well, I mean, what do you think? What do these people? I've told you for decades, specifically about Epstein. I'd heard about him and others before. Joe Rogan will tell you, almost 20 years ago, I talked about the island and that. They've got other ones. All these guys have got their own little island. Nygaard and, you know, the Virgin Atlantic guy and all of them right down the street. Folks, having sex with 15, 16-year-old girls, that's why Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago 20 years ago, because he was hitting on 14, 15-year-olds and also trying to take underage women, and they were like 16, 17. That's what they do openly. No, folks, it's Black Sabbaths. These ancient rituals are known. They're actually in the Bible. They're also in the Grand Grimoires. You can study just basic historical mystery school black magic that was done all over the world, but it's pretty much all the same. You know, we read about sacrificing kids, virgins, to different gods. Some of the Greek culture would do that, kind of in the proto Greek culture, orgies and killing kids. Looks like that's the style he was doing. But, I really don't want to describe what they do to a baby here. But you know what? We have a guest coming on in the third hour. He's done some really great research on the Epstein Island documents and the James O'Keefe stuff that's on the chalkboard and the books. Thought he did a really good job. It's just interesting. His name's Pepperoni. Mr. Pepperoni will be joining us coming up. Got some other big guests. Kyle Serafin, an incredible FBI whistleblower. He's been dead on about the whole Trump thing. Predicted first we'd get nothing and Trump would try to cover up. I was stunned when he said that first 3-4 months ago. And we should probably pull the clips of him saying that on air. I mean, a lot of you remember it, but it's nothing like seeing it, huh? People really attacked him then, man. Oh, that Kyle Serafin hates Trump. No, he doesn't. He just wants to be accurate, and boy, has he been accurate. So that's all coming up. But I want to continue on here a little bit with Clapper panicking. Oh, he used to brag that Trump was a Russian agent. But now he's on TV saying he's scared he's going to get arrested. Because Trump's so big and mean and bad. You're just the people that surveilled him and tried to overthrow the government and tried to put me in prison and persecute everybody. And brought in the communist Chinese to steal 2020. And so you must be brought to justice, you evil old man. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with all these clips I haven't gotten to yet. Please remember that the bad guys want us off the air because they know we have integrity and they know that we're smart and we understand things and it's hard to fool us. And if we don't have all the answers, we'll keep working on it till we get it on any issue. And my guests, my crew, everything we've done has had a major effect for civilization and society. So we have the big bombshell mega sale going until next Tuesday only. Buy one bottle of our incredible ultramethylene blue capsules or the liquid tincture. It's the exact same USP grade, the best medical grade. And get an extra bottle free of the same size. Incredible. The Irish Sea Moss is the best organic delivered iodine with 93 other vitamins and minerals, trace elements, and other super nutrients. It is incredible for your health, your libido, your stamina. It all hits you from different angles, but together synergistically, it's amazing. Buy one bottle of the Irish Sea Moss gummies that are so popular, get a second bottle free. And that goes for the Shilajit gummies. We don't know what Shilajit is. It's a bunch of natural peptides that just come out of the ground in the Himalayas when there's rock slides. It's millions of years old, and the scientists don't even know how it's formed. But it's got natural diatoms and life living in it that as they live and die inside the rocks over millions of years form these incredible super nutrient complexes that are peptides. And you hear all the rage about peptides. Well, not all Shilajit is the same. This is the cleanest, best, one of the best veins in the world. We just went out and found the best top-rated. And it's just got the very best amazing magical ingredients that God created. So if you want the gummies, they're really strong. They're amazing. And it's also infused with a bunch of other vitality-boosting super nutrients. It's a big old bottle of it. Get one bottle, already discounted, get a second bottle free on the Shilajit, on the Irish Sea Moss, and on the Ultramethylene Blue. There's also all of the amazing Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts. It all funds this operation. We've got the new Alex Jones limited edition tactical battle dagger, stainless steel, double-edged, 6 inches, amazing handle. The scabbard's high-tech, super nice. And you can literally just take it in your hand and try to get the knife out by slinging the scabbard. It won't come out, but it's super easy to pull out. It just snaps right in. This is as good as it gets. He's selling stores all day for $100, but we bought so many of them, we're able to sell it at a big discount to you. And it's engraved with 1776, my signature. It's really classy, and it's a fundraiser. Please get the limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger now at thealexjonesstore.com. While supplies last, you're the reason we're on the air, reason we can tell the truth. Thank you so much for supporting us. You're the reason we're having all the success against evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great T-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A resolution with the Democrats to subpoena the DOJ for its records. They're also subpoenaing the Clintons. We'll get into all that. As predicted, it wasn't hard. 18 days ago when this broke, I said, Trump has ordered this, and it's going to blow up his face. And a lot of my listeners, maybe 10%, but that's a lot of people, were like, wow, you joined the Democrats. No, I didn't. That was a very dumb move. and I've talked to so many people in the White House, you name it, they totally agree, and Trump now knows it. He threw a fit because they came back to him and they said there's all this crap in there, more innuendo, nothing, you know, meat and potatoes, but all the recycled crap, and Trump threw a fit. And now it's backfiring, though, because suddenly now the Democrats don't want the files released from the court cases, and Obama judges blocked that. But again, we were the first on air to point out that it was the Democrats, Comey, his daughter, all of them in control of whatever they didn't want Trump to have. They were hiding in New York, which obviously that's a don't throw him in the briar patch. Oh, we've got these 14 terabytes. We've got all this. We don't want you to have it. The Justice Department goes and grabs it and comes back to Trump in May, according to the Wall Street Journal, and I think that's true, and says, you're in it. And then Trump's just like, oh, my God, who knows what they've stuck in there? Who knows what they've twisted or made up? Well, I got a really good idea. It'll be recycled. And we're already seeing the recycled crap leaked. Russia, Russia, Russia 2.0. Trump's been truthful about that. He's right when he said this is Russia, Russia, Russia. But when he first blew up, he didn't say that. He just said, there's nothing there. It's a hoax. Don't go there. Well, here's Mike Johnson being a bit more articulate about it.
Quickly weigh in on Epstein. Many are hoping to see more of those files released. There could be future court proceedings. Is there any reason that you have to believe that any documents were tampered with by so-called deep state operatives?
It hasn't been my area that I've worked on. Unfortunately, I wish I knew more about it. It's been in the Department of Justice. One of our concerns is, of course, that it was, you know, held in the hands of the DOJ leaders under the last administration, the Biden-Harris administration. And we all know how crooked and corrupt so many of those top officials were, how they engaged in lawfare against President Trump. And he has a concern, and I do as well, that things could have been doctored in those records. So that's part of the concern. But I'm for full transparency. We all are. Maximum transparency. The president is as well. There's no daylight between him and the Republicans in Congress. And we'll continue to advocate for that, to let the people see the records and draw whatever conclusions they will.
Now, here's Clapper, clip 14. In the good old days, saying Trump's a Russian agent. And this is a year after they say, oh, we knew it wasn't real, so we said don't use it, even though they created it. Now he's changed his tune. This is him on TV yesterday. So first play him 5-6 years ago, and then let's go to the new clip. Here it is.
Yeah, I think this past weekend is illustrative of what a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
You're saying that Russia is handling President Trump as an asset?
That's the appearance to me.
Oh, but you didn't create it. You didn't do it, which we now know. I wasn't looking at the clock. There's not time to play the other clip. So I'm going to come back and get to him yesterday. Oh, woe is me. I think they're going to come arrest me. And we got Obama, you know, saying, oh, yeah, clearly, you know, 2018, Trump's a Russian. You saw them, how they were saying it last year. They bring forward lies for a year, and then they go away for a little while, and they bring it back again. They've recycled the Russia crap in the last 8.5 years, 9 years. 6-7 times. And that's why I knew and could guess that this new Epstein stuff will just be recycled crap as well, and now we know it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Justice Department has announced the formation of a strike force, that's what they're calling it, to go after Obama and Clapper, Brendan Comey, and others for their treasonous conspiracy to overturn the 2016 election and then the ongoing information. Tulsi Gabbard is set to release stuff far more damning, not just on the Crossfire Hurricane, Russia, Russia, Russia lie, but also the Democrats working in 2020 with the Communist Chinese to have the mail-in ballots and then cover that up and more. But we have people like Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Obama, who all ran around 2017, 2018, 2019. Hell, Comey was doing it in 2020, 2022, 2023. He never stopped. Oh, yeah, we know he's a Russian agent. Yeah, we have the proof. But now they claim, oh, they didn't agree with the intelligence, though they demanded the intelligence assessment. And they said don't use it. But the documents show otherwise. So here's Clapper back in 2017 saying, oh, yeah, Trump's a Russian agent. And then here he is last night saying, oh, he fears he'll be indicted. Here it is.
I think this past weekend is illustrative of what a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
You're saying that Russia is handling President Trump as an asset?
That's the appearance to me.
When the director says that she's referred these filings to the Justice Department for a criminal investigation, tonight we're told they formed what is called a strike force. Do you have concerns that they will attempt to prosecute you?
Well, certainly I do. After 8.5 years of this, and I don't know of an intelligence product that was more scrutinized, more investigated than that product was by numerous people. It's very disconcerting. It really is. And I take seriously when the President of the United States accuses me of being a participant in a treasonous conspiracy, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, what's your reaction to that?
It's ridiculous. It is untrue.
So what will you do if they come after you? What is your plan?
Well, I'll lawyer up, I suppose. Already have.
You've already hired attorneys in anticipation that this Justice Department could try to prosecute you.
We've had sort of perpetual attorneys since I left the government in 2017.
Former Director James Clapper, thank you for joining us tonight to respond to
this. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time.
Clapper's as dirty as it gets when he was the NSA director. Remember that? He testified to Congress, what was that, 10 years ago? You can pull the clip up. It's having Clapper lies about NSA spying on Americans. He says, no, the NSA has never spied on an American inside America. I mean, that's like saying, again, the Atlantic Ocean doesn't have water in it. Or that, you know, pelicans don't fly. I mean, it's just over the top. And later he said, oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Oh, my goody-goody gumdrops. And now we, of course, have documents that he spied on me directly and Trump. Myself starting in 2007. And then expanded in 2013 onto Trump and myself again. Kind of a big deal we have all those documents. We put them out over the years, new ones the last few months. And zero coverage by the Mike Benzes of the world. I'm not even against him. He does a great job. He's a great former government, you know, analyst and speechwriter for Trump and advisor. I love Mike Benz. But, I mean, I just single him out because he's on the beat of everything. Bongino, at least a year ago, got some of the secret documents that we'd also gotten and showed the 20-something people that were targeted starting in 2016 for destruction. I'm on the list, of course, by the deep state, by the ongoing stay-behind networks. But that's not about me. That's about the crimes they committed. But just it's not fashionable to defend Alex Jones or anybody else that's actually under attack. when it's meat and potatoes proof of all of this. And we've still got the same people running around on TV, Clapper, Brennan Comey, all of them saying, we didn't spy on anybody. Well, the hell you didn't. It's declassified now. So I had this stuff in 2017. So, yeah, it's a treasonous conspiracy to say Trump's a Russian agent and put $2 million of funding in when Obama left in the Defense Authorization Act to undermine and attack Trump and his key supporters like yours truly with all the lawfare and run by the CIA and Justice Department. And I haven't even told you yet. I haven't covered it yet here. Kamala Harris's husband and Wilkie Farr, one of the most nasty Democrat law firms that Trump singled out for lawfare, has now taken over or come into the case with Paul Weiss, the other nasty top Democrat firm, in their ongoing attacks on us because we're beating them with the truth. And that's a whole nother soap opera. But other than Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon covering what's happened to us, no one of any renowned touches it. It's all complete, total smoking gun. So, kind of a big deal. Targeting journalists, targeting talk show hosts, everything you've seen happen since then. Then we have the FBI on the stand admitting they were sent in at me just to get the lawsuits going. We have undercover FBI, CIA admitting that they investigated me for 10 years, starting with Obama, could find nothing, so they cooked up this lie that I did this stuff with Sandy Hook, had show trials produced by HBO. And that's just a window into these people. Imagine everything else they're doing. And then we get to see Clapper saying, we never said Trump was a Russian, and we never did any of this, and this was the most scrutinized intelligence ever. What does that mean? You mean the most scrutinized BS you created ever? And then if they're not removed, all their minions are still in, they'll just cling to the bureaucracy, and they will continue to attack, even though Trump's in office again, the American people, Trump, and anybody that supports him prominently, and then they're going to go to town when they get back into power in 3.5 years. So, yeah, Trump and the DOJ that he's got has to go after these people with the full power of the law and justice because, as Gabbard has said, as Trump has said, this is open and shut. And Gabbard has a lot of guts because, believe me, Ratcliffe was in this job. He's now the CIA director. He was the director of national intelligence, and he didn't release any of this in Trump's first term. And now there's even more. And the word is from Matt Taibbi and others, and I already predicted this because I know, that the surveillance and the deep state NSA crap went on during the Biden administration, and they spied on Trump's campaign again. And I predict within the next 2 weeks, Tulsi Gabbard will release that. It's been given to Congress. Notice she brought out a congressional report yesterday. She already had it all, but she did it the proper way. She gave it to Congress. She reports to Congress, not just the president. That's oversight. And so it's all going to come out. I've already experienced it at point blank range. There's nothing like experiencing. So I know all about the spooks. It would take days to go over the stuff they've done to us. And they're harassing Boy Scouts, so they never got anything, even though they tried to set us up. It's been interesting, though, to just watch them be able to get away with all this, and they just think they can do anything. Here's Gutfeld with a nice summation of this. Here it is.
I'm a Hillary, and they get activated, and suddenly they won't be mad at Trump anymore for not releasing the Epstein files or whatever he had to do with any of it. It's preposterous that we were talking about Hillary Clinton's emails again in
the
year 2025.
We spent years on this story. No, let me, we had to take this story seriously for years, and it was false.
It wasn't false.
No. For people to understand what happened, all right? Because the problem with this story is that nobody knows what you're talking about. When Trump won in 2016, the intel community concluded that Russia didn't have a hand in his victory. Instead of accepting the inclusion Obama determined and wanted, a new conclusion. So he sent Brennan running to come up with a new collusion, that there was some kind of trivial involvement that then they could feed out to the media. And coincidentally, dozens of news organizations said that Trump was in bed with Putin and that somehow Brennan knew. Brennan knew. How did he know? There was no proof. There was no proof. There was no proof.
Why did Durham do nothing then?
But no, let me finish. They amplified a false conclusion that Trump colluded with Russia in 2016. We had to spend years dealing with that. And now we're actually getting investigation and you're saying, no, you know what? You guys should just move on. You guys should just move on. You're saying the same effing thing about Biden's brain. You guys spent 4 years telling us that Joe Biden was fine. You covered up for an invalid. And then when we get the truth, it's like, oh, you know what? It's time. We got to look forward. We got to start talking about what's there. And you can bring up Epstein all you want. We, unlike Democrats, we can handle two things, three things, four things at once. We
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, no. Have you been listening to the right lately? The right is more on top of Epstein than the Democrats are. The Democrats never cared about Epstein until they saw a political motivation. The right was into the Epstein story because women were being sex trafficked. We actually cared. But now you're like, ooh, Epstein, a political angle. Ooh, this is fantastic. Save me your selective outrage.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, we know the left, what they're going to do. They're going to take when I criticize Trump and look at the bad and say, jury's out. And then I look at the good and then point out what I believe is going on that's being proven right. We're about 90% there now, and I don't look at pieces and want to add it to be right. It's lining up with what I, from the pieces I had, was seeing. Basically, like Trump's tax returns were promised all this evil and corruption. It's the nothing burger. It's going to be, we already know, it's recycled old lies that they think you don't remember. But they baited Trump into blowing up over it. But what did Roger and I 2 weeks ago and last week predict? That Trump would say, go ahead and release the stuff from the trials, the grand juries, the rest of it, and that Democrats would suddenly say they don't want it. Now members of Congress, members of the New York government, the state government, the federal Obama judge in Florida, they don't want it released. Here it is. Watch. Obama judge blocks Trump's request to release Epstein files as House panel demands subpoena a Bill and Hillary Clinton's probe. And here's another one. House panel votes to subpoena Bill and Hillary Clinton over possible links to Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, who runs the House of Representatives? You had a bunch of Republicans join with Democrats because they thought it was the right thing to do, to subpoena the DOJ and to subpoena the Clintons and everybody else. So there you go. So you got the House members, the Democrats, that aren't in the intelligence ops. They're like, yeah, yeah, release it. It's going to get Trump. And then in that, now they're going after the Clintons, and we know there's meat and potatoes there. The jury's not out on that. They're for their eyeballs in human trafficking, sex slavery, devil worship, you name it. And I'm going to do the deep dive on that coming up. Too much evidence. It's just insane. And I predict the judges in New York that ran the Ghislaine and Epstein cases, the more recent ones, will say no. Because they've already sealed it before at the request of who? 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 Maureen Comey, who has given the PDD cases and all these other high-profile pedo cases. Why does she, from all over the country, get the cases? Because her dad is the FBI controller of the master file, just like J. Edgar Hoover, with the CIA and Mossad. That's how this works. So when Trump said they've been in control of the file, people go, that's preposterous. No, that's a fact. So it goes to show, of course, they take bad stuff about themselves out and add a bunch of BS in. And if they actually produce something real, okay. But if we see something pop and then it turns out to be fake later, remember how much lying this very group does. This is the cover-up artist. This is the thoroughbreds of this. So I'm sorry this isn't cut and dry talking points for everybody. This is my thinking and the best information I have. And if I'm wrong and Trump gets implicated in pedophilia and we see the real proof, then I will absolutely oppose him 100%, and I will go with the information. But I've experienced the lies of these people. This very group running the attacks on me, planning child porn on us, trying to get me put in prison. FBI office, actually in Connecticut, said, no, you're the victim. But it was on its face a setup. And I've had to do all this other stuff. So this very group's been trying to destroy me and my family and put me in prison and put my co-host in prison. So I know they're evil. So all I'm asking is for the populist and MAGA people and former MAGA to hold your horses and don't just only jump on stuff Trump supposedly done with no proof and only attack Trump 24/7. Because it's the Democrats that we know are super evil and we know are above their eyeballs in openly promoting pedophilia, sexualization of children, and mass human trafficking, and Mayorkas and all of them. I mean, holy mackerel. I got to tell you, I tune into talk radio, I tune into the blogosphere, the conservative sphere, and it's 90% we're done with Trump, and he's the devil, and all they're talking about is Trump, and just frothing. You should go where the truth is with Trump, as we're doing, and cover it wherever it leads. But to just say, you know what, just in case he did something wrong, I'm going to go ahead and cut bait on him right now. You just aided and abetted the deep state Democrats for sure. So just remember what Trump's standing in the way of right now. And he's not perfect, but he's a seawall against these people coming in like a tsunami. So use your brains, people out there. And again, people say, well, wait a minute, you viciously attacked Trump 18 days ago. No, I didn't. I said he's acting very suspicious. Here's the reasons it could be happening. This is going to be a giant disaster. He's the one behind it. And then I wargamed it all out and got all the information. And it's looking good for Trump right now, but there's twists and turns. We see some real credible stuff. We'll assess it and go where the truth is. But we're in a very dangerous situation. He is shutting down their money, shutting down their operations, doing a great job on so many fronts, and we shouldn't all be, here's an example, a historic example. Rasputin was an Orthodox priest near the fall of the old czars for the Communist Revolution, October 1917, and there were rumors Rasputin was having sex with the elite women and maybe there was kids and devil worship. And basically the court fell and the czars didn't have their support because of that. And that's how the communists basically took over. So these type of things historically, this has happened in other dynasties. This is the type of thing once the public gets it in its head. And then they got the communist out of that. So V.I. Lenin, who was a devil worshiper. So just be careful, folks. Be careful. And be deliberative about all this. And remember who is furnishing us all this information. The Democrats. Use your heads. Who's laying out that mousetrap with a piece of cheese on it? And again, the way Trump acted and the way he was mean to his constituents, I get it. But let's not be a bunch of babies. And because of his fear and his panicking, that's uncharacteristic, go ahead and just believe anything that the Democrats put up. And you see, the first stuff they put out is just nothing burgers. Use your heads. Now, here's Tulsi Gabbard, part of her incredible breakdown yesterday. It's like 20 minutes long. It's up at band.video and Infowars.com and Real Alex Jones. Here she is in summation about the treason, the deliberate false intelligence, and then the nice little piece about Hillary that we reported at the time on a bunch of tranquilizers, serious health problems from our sources in the Secret Service. Everything we told you back then, vindicated. Here it is.
Religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then-Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then-CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump. Brennan and the IC misled lawmakers by referencing the debunked Steele dossier to assess quote-unquote Russia's plans and intentions, falsely suggesting that this dossier had intelligence value when he knew that it was discredited. The intelligence community excluded significant intelligence and ignored or selectively quoted reliable intelligence that contradicted the intelligence community assessment's key findings on Putin's alleged support for Trump. Including this intelligence reporting would have exposed the ICA's claim as implausible, if not ridiculous. The intelligence community assessment omitted reliably sourced information, such as how some Russian intelligence officials were quote-unquote planning for candidate Hillary Clinton's victory, while others assessed neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russia's interests. As was reflected in the ODNI documents that we released on Friday, multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then-Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then-CIA Director...
Hillary famously collapsing on 9/11 in New York. And I told you all of this. She has convulsions. She has a black ambulance. She screams and yells, throws all these fits. And I knew that, not just from the Secret Service at the time and New York police, who told us. I also had that from Blackwater people I know very closely who witnessed it. And then I got told about it by other Blackwater people. There's Blackwater mainly doing security for the State Department back when she was Secretary of State under Obama for 8 years. And they just said she would start screaming and frothing and beat the walls and throw things at people. And, you know, it came out in the news later. They'd throw ashtrays at, you know, at Bill Clinton, marble ashtrays and stuff. I mean, she is a psychotic demon. And she's always been like that. But everything we told you was true. You think I just made that up? We broke all that. 2015, 2016. I mean, the woman is a psychotic. And on election night, she literally had to be sedated, injected. She was just throwing fits for hours. That's why she didn't come out and do a speech that night, a concession speech. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I am sitting here with a stack of just the greatest hits of evil of the Clintons, Jeffrey Epstein's handler, Ghislaine Maxwell, her family, Aleister Crowley devil worshippers on record, Jack Parsons, OSS, CIA, Mossad, high-level whistleblowers that they're conjuring demons to give them advanced knowledge of the universe, which I've told you for decades is what the globalists are all doing. Then it's in the WikiLeaks they're doing demon conjuring John Podesta, in between having seven-year-olds delivered to the hot tub for his pleasure, for his entertainment, that are well-trained, and the $50-something thousand of hot dogs being delivered to Obama. And then I start thinking about thousands of confirmed reports, the CIA and the Finders operation, and just Mayorkas and the millions of people and 300,000 kids and disappearing them on purpose and confirmed sex slavery and slave labor. And just all of this is right there. And then people only care about Epstein. And then I'm not saying don't care. I'm not saying it is an elite pedophile organization besides CIA and MI6. I'm not saying Trump didn't act very suspicious 18 days ago. We now know why. It's overwhelming. Wouldn't say 100%, but it's approximating into my first analysis. That they control the file, they spiked embarrassing stuff, nothing real, nothing that's actually criminal, and that Trump understands now it's a big setup. But I just don't know how I get people to care about this stuff that's cut and dry. We got a guest coming on next hour about it who's really smart. We'll get his take on it. And my problem is I've got so much knowledge on these subjects that when I started last night and today telling the crew to get me this, get me that, get me this, and then I've got all this giant stack and dozens of videos, just one of these things makes me physically feel violent. And it's frustrating because I don't even know what to do. I mean, the Democrats, every time I research stuff nonpartisanly, are all over pedophilia and Satan worship, and they publicly promote it at their parades and their programs and target for six-year-olds how to devil worship and how to conjure demons to attack your parents. And I just said that. If you're a new listener, that sounds crazy. Just look it up. You can't even make this up, okay? And when this happened a few years ago, I went down to Target and they were selling it. It's everywhere. They are openly Satan worshipers. They are externalizing it. Now, there's articles about how the second fastest, you know, growing religion of Democrats is Satanism. I saw one of their gay pride parades a few years ago when I was in Omaha, when I was just downtown. About a couple thousand people marched by, and a bunch of them had pentagrams and stuff all over them. And I noticed a bunch of it was Target apparel. I mean, Target knows there's a market. Now, there it is. Let's summon demons. A coloring book for children. You're like, oh, that's a joke. No, they had a whole section on it. For Gay Pride Month, which is really Satan Month. Then you research it, and these Crowley cults that the Podestas admittedly in their emails are in. Oh, my wife got hit by a car. Well, let's go to have a ritual tomorrow night. A thelema. You know what that is? That's devil worship. Yeah, you see that shirt? I see this gay pride parade march by me. And I saw a bunch of men wearing that shirt. And then I'm on the elevator at the hotel down the street later that day. And this guy's giving me dirty looks. And I look up and he's literally looking at me like he wants to kill me. I took a picture of it. I posted it. Didn't have an ex account. It's on my wife's ex like 3 years ago. He was wearing that shirt and looking at me like he wanted to kill me. I took a picture of it in the elevator. It's out there on X. Back it was Twitter. So these people are all over the place. And we're all endlessly talking about what is Trump hiding, and it becomes the, you know, the ultimate whodunit. And that's great. In fact, let's never talk about the Democrats keeping babies alive and stealing their organs. Let's never talk about the CIA in Germany in a government program, 30,000 kids given to pedophiles, taken from Christian families to create a new culture. Let's not talk about the John Podesta emails or his brother in a fuel magazine spread in the Washington Post about his dangerous art, all pedophilic. No, I agree. Anybody talking about that is covering up Trump and is a sellout. And so I now back Satanism being taught in the schools, public and private. I now back Pride Month. I now back drag queen convicted pedophile story time all over the world. I now back cutting all our sons' penises off that Trump's stopping. I now support men and women's sports because Trump is the bad guy, and I'm only going to talk about Trump from now on. And I apologize for ever talking about the Democrats being Satanist and a cult of Aleister Crowleyites at the top. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. It is a no-brainer that we should spend 90% of our time on all the confirmed evil they're doing. And then as new stuff comes out on Trump, look at it and see if it's real. And then if it's bad, go there. But instead, there is a mass bailing on Trump, and the Democrats are so happy about it. And some will say, well, you tore into Trump 18 days ago. Well, yeah, because he came out and obviously was behind that. And I said, it's going to be a Streisand effect. I've never seen any evidence. Has he made a secret deal for them to roll over, or do they spike the file? I don't know. He better get his act together. Or there could be something there. And if it comes out, let's do it. But now we know more of what went on. And so we don't need a Salem witch trial of Trump without any real evidence. We need to have the public trial of the globalists with all the evidence. And then if it turns out Trump's involved in all this stuff, then he will pay. It's so simple. But you either have people that are mindlessly total Trump supporters and say it's treason to even question any policy he's engaged in, and it's impossible, and Trump hasn't done anything wrong, and nothing's going on. Or you've got people that just say, no, Trump's a total sellout. Nothing he's doing is good. It's all garbage. It's all lies. And that's not true either. Trump's doing a lot of good. And I'm going to get into, though, in the interest of the facts, the allegations being brought forward very strategically now against Trump by Epstein's brother and by the corporate media, and we're going to analyze those. But first, I want to talk about something that broke a few days ago that we've now put a little compilation of information together for you. And that's some of the great stuff that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing. Heavily restricting the poison shots, moving to get fluoride out of the water. States are already doing it with his leadership. Getting the poison dyes out. Pointing out how toxic many of these pharmaceuticals are. I mean, he, and then we learn he's being overridden by some of the administration. We've exposed them. And I got serious issues with Susie Wiles and Bondi and their consultancy with Pfizer. And when we criticize bad action in the administration that's against what Trump said he wanted, that's not an attack on Trump. That's us, the constituents, keeping him true. Because I also get attacked when I say that. The average Trump worshiper just says, you don't have proof of that. The hell I don't. It came out last week. Kennedy was overridden. The Justice Department, federal court ruled fluoride be taken out of the water with federal reports in the class action suit. And Pam Bondi has gone with the inspector general and has countersued and has done an injunction to keep fluoride in the water. And then I see comments like this. You know, I talked about it on Tim Dillon. And then look at this commenter. And you see, I'm not trying to fight with you people. I'm trying to get you to think. We got to come together here. You understand, when bad stuff happens to administration that's against what we voted for Trump on, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We go in and find out who's doing the bad stuff, and we target it. And 9 times out of 10, we put pressure on Trump, and then it comes back. He does the right thing. We're his constituents. We're supposed to tell him what we want if it's constitutional. We're not an occult. So Luke Radowski links to a part of the Tim Dillon interview, and he says, very troubling report from L. Alex Jones that explains what's going on in the White House. He links Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles. They were taking the fluoride out of the water. The DOJ blocked it. Kennedy basically blocked glyphosate. The Trump administration's keeping it. It's almost like the Trump administration brought in Kennedy so he can menace the chemical companies and Big Pharma, and then Big Pharma will just come make bigger donations. And I'm not saying that's what Trump's doing, but there's people in there that can use that for lobbying power. Pam Bondi said the White House chief of staff ran one of the biggest consulting firms, and their main client is Pfizer, Tim Dillon. And then this guy, Michael T. Shepard, says, and this is just indicative, I'm not singling him out, Alex Jones and Tim Dillon, the comedian, all caps, have the inside scoop at the White House. Okay, sure, I'm listening to Trump. Oh, thanks, though. That's cult-like behavior. That's the opposite of people that used to be Trump supporters and say everything he does is bad when it's not. And because of this type of sheep behavior, that's what's turning people off. Hey, buddy boy, you know how hot Tim Dillon's been for about 2 years? You understand he just had dinner for 3 hours with the vice president. If you don't watch the podcast, you know that. Do you know that I talk to anybody I want to in the administration? They call me all the time. I get Trump on the phone today. You understand I talk to his confidant every day, Roger Stone. You understand that when I say Pam Bondi blocked getting fluoride out of the water when it was a done deal, that's even in the news, dumbass. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, jerk. But I want the fluoride out that's lowering our IQ and giving people cancer and lowering fertility, you son of a bitch. What the fuck's your problem? People like you. You act like there's some magic mountain up there and Trump knows everything and does everything and just whatever he says in his speech is what we follow. He means well overall and is doing a lot of great work. But he's surrounded by 3 million employees. And a bunch of them don't do what they're supposed to and do side jobs, especially powerful people that are in there, even though Trump told Elon, no, we're not giving you your NASA guy and we're cutting your funding. He goes, well, God, I thought I'd at least get to do my NASA stuff. They said, no, get out of here. This isn't how it works. Talk to folks who were in the meeting. And I'm not quid pro quo, but I was supporting that NASA, and he does it cheaper and everybody else does a great job. And thought I was supportive of that. Just the raw research and, you know, everything. And Trump said he was for it, but they took that away from Elon and just said, they threw his ass out of there. Cause you know, Trump doesn't let lobbyists get in there, but then if it's Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles and the American Chemical Society and, you know, association that makes billions every year putting that crap in the water, well, it's okay. I don't want to attack Susie Wiles. I don't want to attack Pam Bondi, but I have to come out and point that out. So we don't get a Mars mission now. You know, they told Elon, they said, you can be part of the Golden Dome, make money off that. He said, I don't want to be part of military stuff. Remember that? He likes his Mars mission. I mean, because he's obsessed with it. He admits he's got Asperger's. Ultra high functioning. That's what he likes. I like it too. Just the raw research out of it is incredible. Just the raw booster data and everything else we get militarily makes us dominant. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But he said, go ahead and take away my EV mandate. He didn't buck on that. That's a lie when they said Elon wanted that. No, he wanted his NASA thing. And I know the NASA guy that he wanted had problems with Trump before, and I get all that. I'm not taking a side. My point is, these people don't know policy. Like, just, I'm not singling you out. You're just one example. Michael T. Shepard. Michael T. Shepard doesn't spend 14 to 18 hours a day studying and all the sources. Michael T. Shepard doesn't talk to Trump. He doesn't talk to Elon Musk. He doesn't talk to Roger Stone. He doesn't talk to Tucker Carlson. He doesn't talk to administration officials, 3 of them yesterday, high level. He doesn't talk to the people at the CIA and the NSA and Defense Intelligence. He doesn't talk to General Flynn. He doesn't talk to the Border Patrol union heads. He just sits back and says, who are these people? I trust Trump. Well, buddy, pal, sweetheart, I'm trying to keep Trump true to his policies and trying to get him not to destroy himself with that Streisand effect saying, don't look at this and you're not my supporter if you go there. But let's talk about something important. Kennedy has done something, again, amazing. Didn't even think about this on the radar. You know, it's come out, all these thousands of cases in Europe here as well. It's the same all over, where you'll be in a car accident. You're not even in a coma. You're totally viable, and they just put you under and harvest your organs. And then they tell your family you're in a coma, put you in a coma ward. During COVID, it was even better. They said, oh, you can't see them. And then they wait a few weeks while they get all the orders to come in from the organ harvesting company, so they get them even higher dollar when they can blood type you and then get it into a database. And then there's bidders. And then they can, instead of making a few hundred thousand dollars on your body, they can make up to $1 million on your body. And they tell people babies have died of poor women. They take them to a special wing and harvest their organs. I know about that from Governor Northam. Remember all that? So now HHS has put out this big report confirming totally viable people are being murdered. My dad told me that when I was 15 years old. Oh, why'd he know that? He owned a hospital, co-owned one in Dallas. And later on 60 Minutes, it came out exactly what he said was true. Not his hospital, other ones. I've been on air 30 years telling you that story. And now it's all come out and it's all confirmed. That's what we ought to be worried about, is these out-of-control ghouls. Here's the report. The law firm of Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher is at the very top.
That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
That's the Lawfare one. I did a full report. Yeah, well, yeah, but I wanted it
I wanted it with my intro from last night. I did a special intro on this. I did a special intro on this last night. And that is the thing I asked for an hour before the show. I'm not mad. I just really wanted that one because well, you know what? Here's the problem. It's okay. I just did my intro anyway, so cut out this mistake from the live show later. We can still have victory. Yes, we can defeat these killers. And then you can just take my intro that I just did, cut out this big disaster area, and then put the clip on the end. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to clip two. Here it is. My dad knew organ harvesters in Dallas, and he said, don't sign your organ donor card. They've got corrupt hospitals where if you're totally viable, they take your organs.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I said, Dad, you're crazy, but I didn't sign the organ donor card. And then my dad owned a hospital, too, in Dallas. Then when I was a decade later at my grandparents' house before my grandpa died, watching 60 Minutes, and it was Dallas, Texas, and Chicago caught killing people that were viable to take their organs tonight, the 60 Minutes expose. And it was the freaking hospital my dad told me about. So the baby's worth $500,000.
Who's paying that?
In the chain of delivery, just on time delivery. Each organ's worth a lot of money. And so, but if you kill them right on the spot, they're like, why are we wasting this 7 pounds of meat? So see, if they can keep them alive, and now they've built these new wings. They've built new wings. Now I can pull up a book. They have wings where they go, oh, we consider the baby dead. The mother decided it didn't live. If she decides we resuscitate and it lives, but it didn't resuscitate, its flesh, it's a legalese, it's passed into a special ward with doctors that make a few million a year, and the little flesh ball is kept alive and comfortable until all the orders come in, the planes land, and they take the organs, then they take the blood, and they take the skin, Joe. You see how it works? Now you know
you're
why.
You're freaking out with his voice.
No, but see, it's a southern loving voice.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
See, that's why I know about this. My dad never got fully into it. He decided to get out of it. And he decided to get out of it. He decided.
You're legitimately freaking me the fuck out.
Nationwide, hospitals have been caught killing people for their organs because I happen to know there are hospitals where they kill people and take your organs. Some of the most wicked bandits out there, folks, are in the medical care.
In just a few minutes, you can go use any major search engine and search the terms hospital caught stealing organs or hospital caught stealing liver or kidneys or hospital caught stealing corneas. Where I live, Austin, Texas, they've been caught repeatedly at city-run hospitals stealing people's corneas. They do not ask. They do not care if you are an organ donor or not. They're already stealing them.
We tell people 16, 17 years ago this was going on, and they said, there's no way, you're crazy. Just like when my dad, who's a physician, told me when I went to get my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he goes, the word is from surgeons I know at some hospitals, they won't save you because they can get a couple hundred thousand dollars. That was back in, you know, the early 90s.
I remember growing up in Dallas, and my dad works in the medical field, not just as a dentist and oral surgeon, but he at one time owned a hospital in Mesquite, Texas, with one other partner. She's pretty successful. And he told me that he was told that other hospitals were killing people and harvesting their organs. So I shouldn't sign my organ donor card.
A shocking case out of Richmond. A man was declared brain dead and was prepared to donate his organs, though hard to believe he was in fact alive.
36-year-old TJ Hoover had his life changed forever. On October 25th, 2021, he was admitted to Baptist Health Richmond's emergency room. He was experiencing cardiac arrest and was deemed code blue.
We were told TJ had no reflexes, no responses. No brain waves, no brain activity. His eyes started opening, and not just opening, he was tracking around looking to see, you know, what was going on. We were told that was just reflexes, just a normal normal instinct. He's not there.
But that wasn't the case. In fact, he wasn't dead. He was very much alive.
I feel like they were trying to choose my brother. They were going to sacrifice my brother's life to save how many ever other people.
Doctors signed off for organ retrieval, but the patient wasn't fully dead.
When TJ woke up, why was he then sedated and paralyzed instead of taken back to the ICU immediately to have a repeat neuro exam? Why was TJ's life not honored and he treated like a patient?
The more that comes out, it's still shocking for me, and I'm living it. You know, so it's everyone else's story. It's our reality. And it's shocking to hear some of what he went through.
Health and Human Services is planning to reform the U.S. organ donation system after a federal investigation found some donor organizations encouraged doctors to harvest organs far too early.
But what happened in these cases fractured the doctor-patient relationship and saw patients subjected to pain and suffering that should never have occurred.
Under RFK Jr., the Department of Health and Human Services released this report showing that U.S. hospitals have been harvesting organs from patients who weren't dead. Organ harvesting, another conspiracy theory proven true.
The public trust in the donation system is eroded after reports that dozens of supposedly dead donors actually showed signs of life.
There were clearly some things that happened that I think could constitute euthanasia. I mean, if the patient's dying, but they take the patient's organs before they die, that's euthanasia.
Well, there you go. See, too evil to believe. And folks, it's a lot worse than that. My dad told me that hospitals in Dallas, just like the movie Coma, made in the 70s. He said, that's not a movie, that's a documentary. He said, especially poor people and their families, they tell them, oh, they're in a coma ward. And then they go take them and just keep them alive until they can get higher bidders for it. And then Governor Northam later admitted that. And he's a organ harvesting doctor. And so, and during COVID, they would lock down whole areas and then kill people and steal their organs. Remember, you couldn't go see your family or whatever. That's so they could kill them. They had a $53,000 bonus to innovate them, and it was the same program worldwide, and they just murdered people en masse and took their organs. Not all hospitals are doing it, but they're expanding their secret society.
Explain to people that my tongue is blue, because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Pepperoni is our guest. And people send me stuff all the time and say, why aren't you covering this? And it's because I didn't know. I'm not omnipresent, far from it. And so I went and looked at his work, and it is just very well researched, very informative. I mean, I have a lot of knowledge about this stuff, and I knew 95% of it was accurate. I checked a few things I didn't know about, and it was true. So this guy has more knowledge than I do on some of the occult stuff and these globalists. So I was extremely impressed. I got chills when I watched, because I saw a listener on X like, hey, why aren't you covering this? Well, why aren't you? I'm like, because I don't know about it. And it was your breakdown on what James O'Keefe got with the, finally, because the feds covered it all up, but he got inside footage inside the Epstein Island temple, and what was written on the chalkboard, the black magic books, the idols that are in there, and it was just really powerful what you came up with, and so much more. And it's really a window into these secret societies and how they operate. And we've done more research on Ghislaine Maxwell and her whole family, all of them. They're in with Aleister Crowley himself going back, Jack Parsons. I mean, their grandfathers are, you know, literally priests in serious Satan cults. So it just goes on and on. And then we really need the public to focus on this. And I watched a lot of your material. I'm not sure your view currently on Trump. I think the jury's out on him, acting very suspiciously the last 18 days. But my issue is, well, I'll cover wherever that goes, Joseph. But what about the meat and potatoes we've got on who did go to Epstein Island and what's really happening? So we got about 2-3 minutes to break. Give us a little synopsis about yourself and then what you're going to be covering. And we'll come back and go through this amazing research you've done.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm honestly one of your biggest fans. So I watch your show every day. It's on loop. Even when I sleep, I pretty much MK Ultra'd myself. But I've always been into truth and conspiracies. And a couple of months ago, I started taking methylene blue, this true story, and it just like unlocked something. Like, I feel like I was able to connect the dots. So like, I think it's detoxifying my pineal gland, like straight up. No one talks about that, but I think that's one of the benefits of it, personally. But the same time I started taking it, that's when I started making the short form content of like, I'm researching this stuff, and my goal was to make it simple and just entertaining and impactful for people so they could understand, because it's really dark stuff that's I've been connecting the dots of. It's because like, I have a lot of questions, so I make the videos that as soon as I learn something, I put it out, and I share the knowledge.
Well, I want to thank the listeners, even the ones that were mean to me, because I didn't know about you. Folks, comment in the videos if you've got guest ideas, and then I check them out and they look informative. They're going to be on the show. But I just want the listeners to please stop. I don't know everything, far from it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I was going to say, I'm going to talk about, you know, the Epstein's Island and how he was really just, his role was a priest of it. Like, they were worshiping fallen angels. They were doing like blood rituals, torturing children, burning babies, performing sacrifices. And like the Epstein files, they're not going to have that in there. So it's like, no, thank you. Keep the files. We don't even want them because it's not, you know, it took them 100 years to give us the JFK
exactly.
files.
Exactly. It's always a limited hangout. And you got Maureen Comey, obviously part of the cult, whose job is to always minimize it.
Yeah. Like, they give us the JFK files after 100 years after they butchered them. No, we don't want them. Like, we already figured it out years ago. And one of my close friends is George Papadopoulos, and he was in the center of Russiagate. So I knew it was a hoax from day one. The FBI spent millions of dollars for what?
I was about to say, our own intelligence on the ground, street smarts, is always better than, exactly. Why are we waiting for the FBI and Maureen Comey to give us her files that have the truth? She's obviously going to put nothing but crap in there.
100%. I don't understand. This is literally like, it's clown world. It's all, I think it's WWE theatrics. That's yeah, my
absolutely
main
are. Stay right there, Joseph Pepperoni, incredible researcher and filmmaker. We'll be right back with him.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, when you study King Solomon and the magic he was getting out of Babylon and the Egyptians, there's dozens of ancient Jewish books that are seen just as important as the Torah where they write about it. And it wasn't the Jews invented this. They just kind of collated it all. And they had, you know, one branch of Judaism said, don't get involved in it. And that's really the Torah. But then a whole bunch of other books written about, no, no, we're doing this. And I've had Bible scholars in here, you know, that admit, yeah, we're not even sure Solomon, you know, went to heaven. The question is, you know, he was conjuring demons. He was doing this. That's King David's son. And then I talk about that, and they have the Christian Zionists attack me and go, Jones is claiming Jews worship the devil. No, every culture has had people that are, you know, the Native Americans, the Great Spirit, love and family and being good and honorable. And then you've got all sorts of weird black magic Native Americans did. Same thing with African tribes, even before they heard the gospel of Christ. You know, there was always, you know, these different understandings. And so, but if you study all the ancient mysticism and mystery schools that's in mainline history even, it's always about sacrificing children so that entities, call them what you will, jinn, demons, fallen angels, aliens, whatever, give you advanced knowledge. And that's in the Grand Grimoires. That's in all the most, you know, important books of black magic. And so when you see Epstein Temple, and we never got any footage out of it until O'Keefe got some leaked, it's like, oh, my God, that is – people said, I bet they're doing rituals in there. I'm like, I don't know. We haven't seen inside. Sure enough, there's black magic codes on the chalkboard. There's black magic books in the bookshelf. There's key sculptures of particular types of devils that the Greeks – the Greeks had hundreds of different types of cultures in their islands, but they had some early on that were orgies and human sacrifice of children, and they had particular demon-like deities they worship. You see the statues. It's them. It's those, you know, those gods. And so, and then the building is Greek style. We're like, oh, we know what we got here. And so I know all that. And then we come along to Joseph Pepperoni, who's a great researcher and filmmaker, Joey Pepperoni, at underscore Joey Pepperoni on X. And we got him for an hour. We'll have him back. And I just so happened to already be doing a big data dump on Ghislaine Maxwell's family. So I knew they had Crowley connections, but Thomas, our great researcher in there, he just started dumping all this on me. And I mean, it would take weeks to even study this, but this is mainline their own admissions that they're all Aleister Crowleyites. And as I said, Ghislaine, from everything we know, was running the show. I notice Joseph's own research shows that. We know her dad kind of ran the franchise from Mossad MI6. So he sent me a lot of key videos. They're amazing. Each one we could talk about for an hour. A lot of key points. But let me just give you 5 minutes or however long you like to how you've done so much great research. I tell people he's dead on and knows more in some areas than I do because I few things I didn't know. I checked and he was accurate. Really stunning understanding and how you decoded this stuff on the chalkboard. And then give us your real honest take on what's going on with Trump, and where you see that going. And then let's start drilling into these reports.
Okay, so with Epstein, we knew he was into eugenics, transhumanism, DNA, cloning. He was collecting DNA and eggs from the girls. We know this from the witnesses, the survivors. They tell the stories, like Juliet Bryant. You know, she was there. They kidnapped her to the island. They abused her there. Then they kidnapped her to Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. And she woke up in an underground laboratory. There's people working on her. She thinks they took her eggs. She saw Epstein shapeshift. I mean, this is, you got to take, like, this is a witness. You know what I mean?
And then the other survivors. The FBI files just interrupt, saying there were buildings underground of things and medical things. And then at his New York facility, it's all this medical stuff. And in Palm Beach Medical. So these women, long before this stuff came out in raids, were saying all this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So then the other survivors, they're turning up dead. They're saying it's suicide. But like Virginia, her dad and her friends say, no, she was killed, they think. Like, but they say, oh, suicide. So they're killing the survivors. They're silencing them. And then I wanted to tell people, like, when we say shapeshifter or like reptilian, it's like they're not aliens. They're interdimensional. And Alex, you know this. Like, you're the one that said, you know, they're interdimensional. They're trying to hook it up with AI. You know what I mean? Like, this is where my next theory on this is they're trying to make a hybrid god. That's what all this is. Like, the ritual's done. They did the ritual. That's why I was on the chalkboard, because they already did it. And they're trying to make a hybrid god with AI, plasma, and CERN. That's my next video that I'm working on, but I want to talk about that with you. But before that, I guess I wanted to explain that the chalkboard, when I looked at it, I said, okay, let's look at it in a way where it's like a math teacher would, because I knew Epstein was like a math teacher. So I said, it's got to be formulas. So I tried to decode it with myself. I was like, all right, what does this look like? I tried to write it down, you know, and then what ended up happening is I uploaded what I had researched into AI, and I uploaded the chalkboard into AI, and I had it analyze it, and we figured out that this was the most likely scenario here of what's on the chalkboard, which was a ritual to summon plasma, because plasma is consciousness, because we are we're consciousness. Our bodies are just avatars. So plasma is conscious, like they're summoning the plasma.
And for people that don't know, when you study Jewish black magic, Egyptian black magic, Babylonian, all of it, Aryan, and I don't mean Hitler, I'm talking about Iran, the Persians, it's all alchemy. It was proto-science. They were doing equations trying to figure out how matter worked as well. So this isn't new. This is what real black magic is.
Yeah, the ritual opens a gateway through their symbols, frequencies, and sacrifice. It's like they weaken the veil between dimensions, like a spiritual virtual private network tunnel thing. So the goal is to attract or call the plasma, and then it's like the plasma is the essence. This is what's going to give the AI its spirit. You know what
and
I mean?
In like all the ancient black magic, they want children's blood, and children's torture is the payment for the entities to show up.
Yup. So the chalkboard was the blueprint for this. It was decoded. That's what it is. This is what they're summoning with it. And then they're going to use CERN as the gateway for this to hook it up. But it's going to be the Antichrist. And I think we're 6 months away from that happening, but it's not going to be flesh yet. See, like they're using like the biotech and DNA editing and all that. That's, they're going to make it into flesh and blood like
that.
And
that's why they're constantly getting caught at CERN doing black magic rituals.
Yeah, like they did it for a joke at CERN. Like they're scientists. What are you joking around for with this stuff?
You know, they say it's a joke, but when they opened it, they had a huge parade with all the different demonic stuff. So let's go to this first that you mentioned. That was what I was going to do first too. Let's go to clip two. Epstein's chalkboard was a ritual. This is powerful. Here it is.
We are now inside Jeffrey Epstein's library. This chalkboard displayed cryptic words, and we're not sure what this means, but we're hoping you and the audience can take a look at this.
All right, class. This was a blueprint to summon something. Let's break it down. When the plants appear, it begins. They drop in fake influencers, controlled assets, politicians, puppets. That's the first move. Power is a function of four things. Money, physical control over your body, celebrity influence, and politics. They run those, they run the world. Now subtract truth from power, and what do you get? Deception. That's how they distort reality. And right under it, mirror and face. They mess with your perception and identity. Then you got music. Names on the board? Amen. Mimi. Could be handlers, could be signals. Either way, music becomes frequency control. You don't just hear it, it programs you. Next up, time minus delay. That's Delta T. It means this isn't instant. It's all delayed activation, like a psychological landmine. You step on it today, it detonates next year. Then you get this, 13 and a half. 13? That's the bloodlines. Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all of them. They own the banks, the wars, the puppet governments. But the half? That ain't human. That's the hidden ruler, the ancient force, the god they serve. And this statue on the side? That's him. That's the half. Then you see this equation, dark plus brainy. That's the operator class. Black site minds, predictive engineers, or AI. These are the ones pulling the strings. This whole thing, it ain't a strategy. It's a summoning sequence, a ritual, a formula to wake something up. 13 runs the show, but the half writes the script. It's a god of sacrifice, control, and fear. And this right here, this is how they're calling him in.
Do you think it's still happening? Sacrificing people to this god.
Dead on, absolutely right. And I don't know how much research. You said you put that into AI using your math, doing deep study on this, and top experts and insiders as well. Their top committee is called the Committee of 13, and they have a 14th seat at the head that is for the entity, and they call it 13 and a half. Did you know that, or did the AI come up with that?
Well, the 13 bloodlines I knew. So I said 13 bloodlines because it looked like 13 to me. And then there's like, it looked like half. So I wasn't sure what the half, but the 13, I was like, okay, bloodlines.
Which is your point though, which is their point. Exactly. They leave the seat open for when the Antichrist is finally there. This is confirmed by people that high level MI6 that I broke all this down, Coleman and others. But the point is that they do this. They leave the 14th seat open. And the point is the spirit's there, but the body's there. That's like J.R.R. Tolkien, Sauron, has lost the ring, but he doesn't have a body yet, but he's not lost his potency. That is exactly right. They're trying to physically bring in the Antichrist.
Yeah. They believe they're the Nephilim descendants. You know, like they're the angels, the heavenly angels, the ones that rebelled, you know, they call them the fallen angels. And then the fallen angels, they mated with the humans and they made hybrids called Nephilim. So this,
and that's in the Old Testament, and that's what they all actually believe. Even Ridley Scott gave an interview when his Prometheus came out 15 years ago, whatever it was, and he goes, oh no, this is what the elites believe. This is our creation story.
Yeah, that's what they believe. And then Moloch is like their rebellion mascots. I look at it like, you know, we wear a cross, like it's a symbol. Like the Moloch is like, that's their mascot for when they rebelled against God. So that's why, and you look at Epstein's house, everything was like that. All satanic. He had the owls like in Bohemian Grove. He had all the
Moloch statues. Well, not to mention, that's another, O'Keefe covers it, a bunch of satanic black magic books. I mean, this is not...
Dude, yeah. Like if you go to a Muslim person's house, they're not going to have a cross for decoration. You know? They're not going to have that. So you got to look at, the evidence is right in front of us. And people are asking for documents. You don't need them. It's right in front of us. Like, this is what everyone should be talking about because this is the truth. It's that pain and fear is their energy. That's what's going on.
Peter Nygaard had his own island, and he had medical facilities, but he didn't hide it and said, we want babies of black women, because folks that don't know, blacks is not recessive. It's a dominant gene trait. And so for stem cells, it's true that black, particularly Congo women, have the very best stem cells, okay? I'm not putting whites down. We're mutants. It's interesting. We get a lot of advanced intelligence things from it, whatever you want to say. But the point is that they're literally the black women, black supermodels, but you know, there's pure ebony because that's what they want. They're like, I'll pay you right now. And what they did is they get them pregnant, bring the baby close to term, and then they would exsanguinate the baby and suck it all dry. And Peter Nygaard would inject it himself, but also in other billionaires. That's admitted. So they have these medical facilities all over the place. Epstein, like you said, was just one high priest of this advanced Aleister Crowley science-level operation, just like Crowleyites Jack Parsons started NASA.
Yeah, and then Ghislaine was like the high priestess. And I don't understand. Now they want to bring her on Joe Rogan, smoke weed, and shoot the shit. No, she's a witch. Remember the Salem witch trials? Bring it back. That had more justice than we have now. You know what I mean? They should do a 24/7 live stream of her where they torture her, and we paid ask her questions. And then at the end of it, at the end of her 20 years of that, they should be like, eh, sorry, you get another 100 years. That's more justice than they have now. Because Epstein didn't kill himself. Justice did. So we're just sick of it. We're sick of the, like, we're sick of the 5D chess and all that. We're just, we want, this is the truth. This
well,
is what
in the video Nygaard put on himself, he's telling these black supermodels, I want your blood. I want all your blood. I'll pay for it. You've got the blood I need. And he literally looks like in the Count Dracula remake with Keanu Reeves. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That's like, it's a spiritual warfare. That's what it is. It's the 13 families think they're chosen. They worship the fallen angels. They summon the plasma consciousness. And then they're trying to make the hybrid God. That's going to be the Antichrist. That's 100% what's all happening. All my research, everything, all the science points to it. That's what it is. It's not.
Well,
it's
remember,
like,
it even, and I told this before it came out in the New York Times. Remember, he wanted cloning. He wanted to live forever. He wanted to repeople the universe, you know, the planet with his genetics. Remember, this is about Epstein. But, oh, he really didn't do it. No, that's what Zorro Ranch was a baby farm. But they could legally kill a baby a week before it's supposed to be born and or keep it alive. And that's what they were doing, was a baby farm at Zorro Ranch. And I said that 5 years before it hit the news, it was a medical facility.
Yeah, the people are just so desensitized now.
Nygaard didn't even deny it, folks. I can play the video. They had women have babies before they're born. They can say they're legally not alive. I played last hour Governor Northam saying we keep babies alive and take everything they've got. They keep them alive, yeah, until all the orders come in.
Yeah, Juliet Bryant said she thinks they took her eggs. You know what I mean? Like, you have the witnesses there, but people are just too desensitized when they hear this. They think it's, oh, we saw this in a movie. That's what they do. You know what I mean? They release the movies to make people think now it's fake, but it's very real. This is what's happening. You know what I mean? You don't fill your house with demon statues unless you're in the middle of a ritual.
And we've got witnesses that say Epstein would like turn into a lizard creature.
Yeah. Juliet Bryant. That's what she said. I believe her 100% because that's what they were doing.
I know a very well-known talk show host didn't really believe in God. And he got called into this preacher's office when he was, you know, on talk radio, very popular. And the guy literally, just for a second, it was just like, turned into like a lizard demon right in front of him.
Yeah, a lot of people see these things. A lot of people see them shapeshift, and people don't believe it. But I believe it. I think it's like, it's real. Because, like, you can't, someone saw it. You know what I mean? That's what they feel like they saw. It's got to be, you got to take that into consideration when you put everything together. It's like all signs point to it being legit.
How many Middle Eastern cultures said in their hieroglyphs and in their Sanskrit that aliens came here that were like lizard creatures and used us as slaves and genetically engineered us? I mean, that's in like all the ancient Middle Eastern text. And the Bible boils it down to the serpent in the garden.
Yeah, like the people say, like the Anunnaki thing. I think they're interdimensional beings. Personally, I really think they're just interdimensional beings.
Well, I know that I have people that work directly with Maxwell. I mean, it came out in Skull and Bones. Charlotte Isherby, whose dad was Skull and Bones, she was the head of the Department of Education under Reagan. She's the person that gave Anthony Sutton in the 80s all the Skull and Bones stuff, because her dad had cancer and was repenting of it, and went ahead and told her and gave her the documents. But that's what they said. They said, we do these rituals to then channel gods and goddesses to give us advanced knowledge. And then all the former Skull and Bones members for the final initiations come and watch them, you know, do sexual ritual acts. And then they lay in a coffin for 2 days so that a particular spirit, the spirits are going to choose who they want to possess. And they're all there to consort with spirits to then basically call it possession, interface with a god.
Yeah, so. Plasma is the fourth state of matter, you know, so like that's what we are. We're the consciousness. So they're waiting for the quantum computing to be there, because right now with the binary, the demon it can't handle the demon. It's got to be quantum. And I feel like it's about 6 months away before they actually get to do this with the Antichrist.
Remember, Musk warned, beware those that worship AI gods. And he said, basically, others have said that they believe an entity will possess the AI.
That's what's happening. That's what they're trying to do. It's going to get, the AI is going to be like the brain of it. You know, it stores human behavior, sin, emotion, memory. It processes data, speaks, manipulates.
It's a false zombie presence.
Yeah, it lacks a soul. It lacks the plasma consciousness. That's why, that's where they're bringing it in with the rituals. So that's the spirit. They're going to bring that with it. They're going to link it together with CERN.
Well, like, since you mentioned that, here's your report. Play clip 4. You're being played. Epstein was obsessed with DNA cloning, transhumanism, which is a fact. The war is a distraction. Project Bluebeam is what comes next. Here it is.
Your clones.
While everybody's focused on the New World War, let me remind you of the real war, the one they don't want you talking about. Epstein wasn't just some sicko flying politicians to an island. This dude was obsessed with cloning, DNA, transhumanism. He wanted to start a baby farm in New Mexico to breed his own race.
Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch, which is known to have an 8,000 square foot underground level and is rumored to lead even deeper underground. Epstein hoped to seed the human race after a cataclysm by impregnating 20 women at a time at the Zorro Ranch.
He wanted his brain and his genitals frozen so he could live forever. It was a f***ing lab. He was the mad scientist. And his sidekick, Ghislaine Maxwell?
Phil Schneider also built submarine bases and said that most were connected to the vast network of deep underground bases. Ghislaine Maxwell had a submarine license and was known to transport people to Epstein Island through an underwater submarine port.
She got 20 years in the cushiest prison in Florida. Where's the client list? Where's the justice? They're hiding it. Remember Virginia?
Your baby, but it would really be our baby, and we would have you sign a document.
One of the loudest survivors? She's gone. They said suicide. But come on. Her close friends say she was... Use your head. They're erasing these women while feeding you war headlines 24/7. This is not just about Epstein. It's about control, DNA, media, the future of your freaking soul. And while you're distracted, they're getting ready to launch Project Bluebeam. Fake aliens, staged miracles, full-on mind control. You thought COVID was wild? You ain't seen nothing yet. Their whole thing is global reset by 2030. It's a script, and we're all in it.
You're copies of people out here in the world.
What?
Clones.
Guys, pull up after the break. Donald Barr, Space Relations, the OSS operative, CIA, who admittedly hired Jeffrey Epstein at 20 with no teaching degree to teach mathematics, because he's obviously Mossad. He writes a book where aliens and humans have a slave colony where they kidnap humans and breed them for sex slaves and sacrifice for elites in basically interdimensional satanic rituals. Now, that's the mentor, and of course the later CIA high level and two-time Department of Justice head, Attorney General Bill Barr. You cannot make this up. Joseph, what do you say to that?
You can't, no, you cannot make this up. This is absolutely the truth. It's a spiritual warfare. So it's a war on the soul. They want it. They want your essence. They want your soul.
And let's explain this. They keep getting this blueprint for this AI, slave labor, humans are a commodity, humans are grown in labs, blueprint by the fallen angels, aliens, and so that's why they're all trying to build it, because they've been given the blueprint. It's like God gives us a blueprint to build our system, heaven on earth. They are given their blueprint, just like a metropolis made over 100 years ago. 100 plus years ago. I mean, you know, and then what's the giant pentagram? What do they make? They make the Antichrist creature. But we'll find that. I mean, it's the same message, folks. It's the same message over and over again. And they, in all their writings, say they're getting these messages. And then we get a little final thing. We're going to break. I have proven this, and I've shown you, and I don't get them all the time. I get messages from the good guys. So there's not just bad. We'll be right back. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Fritz Lang's 1927 Metropolis is still listed by top movie critics as one of the top 10 films ever made. This is 1927. Took him a couple years to make it. And they take women in and suck their plasma out and their essence in a satanic ritual to transfer it into the Antichrist goddess. And then she's able to turn everyone into automatons under an AI computer and take control of the world. In the 1880s, there was a British government project declassified over 100 years ago, headed up by Francis Galton, that envisioned computers, DNA, all of it to carry this out. So I asked Joseph Pepperoni, great researcher and filmmaker, which just shows how great his research is. I said, do you know from your own research that Fritz Lang was saying they were draining, right here, this is her plasma, to put it into the Antichrist? Do you know? You know, I didn't know about that. So the point is that this is their religion. And that's how I went on Joe Rogan, you know, decades ago and always talked about it. this is their religion, and they're now externalizing it and telling you this. So 16-year-old girls, those women were just around for their babies. They went to Virginia Giuffre and said, now we want your baby, and she said no. And then we have Nygaard with his own island saying, I get women, I pay you for their babies. And it was confirmed he did that. And then once they create, look at the pentagram behind it, the robot demon that has a human essence in it, they've transferred plasma, then it infects and takes over all the humans. They become slaves and march in under the control of it. And that's where we are. And that's what Joseph Pepperoni was saying. So does that blow you away, not knowing about that film, exactly what you're saying?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's like you're saying, it's their religion. They do like rituals, like you go to church, take communion, drink the blood of Christ. It's just, that's the good energy. That's the good stuff. That's just the dark side for them, what they do with their rituals. It's the same thing.
And again, Christ, just like Abraham was saying no more human sacrifice, he was there saying, I'm the final sacrifice. That's people say, oh, the left, oh, that's gross. Well, no, he was taking what they do and transmuting it for good. Saying, I'm the final ritual.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that we have the authority over them. It's just we have authority to trample on them like snakes because they're locked out. They fell once and they're locked out forever. But we fall every day and we still get a chance at heaven. So that's why they hate us, because they ain't us. Because we're God's favorite comeback story kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely. This is a little foreshadowing what I'm going to put out today or tomorrow. Because people need to know about Ghislaine Maxwell and Aleister Crowley and her family. And I mean, the whole family. Jack Sarfati, you can look him up. Top physicist, U.S. government projects, Cornell Space Center, U.S. Atomic Energy Research Facility, Max Planck Institute for Physics. Only the best physicists get into this. International Center for Theoretical Physics. And it goes on and on. Says here in Wikipedia he's still alive, born 1939. We'll see if we try to get him on. Here he is talking about how this very group that Maxwell's involved in and Jeffrey Epstein, who again goes and pays millions of dollars to top physicists at Harvard everywhere to come be with him, and Nobel Prize winners, Stephen Hawking, you name it, getting them all in with Bill Gates wanting to control these best minds. Here he is saying, because he's in the Stargate Project, which people think that's a Stargate, like a movie going to another planet. No, Stargate was a psychic Pentagon program that's been partially declassified. And because he was in this Pentagon program, they tried to come get him to work for them. Here it is.
Portoff told me that he explored, as part of the project, to explore psychic power with the CIA. He went to Scientology meetings. Doesn't mean he was a Scientologist. He may have joined officially just, because he wanted to see what they had. It was L. Ron Hubbard. We know all about Jack Parsons. If you read about Jack, Silent Angel, Strange Angel? You've seen the book, Parsons book?
No.
There's a book, a biography.
Strange Angel?
Strange Angel. It's all about all this stuff. Jack Parsons worked with Frank Molina back in the 1930s, on all this rocket stuff. JATO, they started, Aerojet? General of the JATO?
Aerojet, yeah.
Yeah, Aerojet.
Yeah, there's actually a big Aerojet base that's abandoned now in South Florida.
Yeah, this is all Frank Molina and Jack Parsons. And Jack Parsons was financing, Aleister Crowley. And L. Ron Hubbard was, I think they knew L. Ron Hubbard. I knew people, some of the people supported me worked with L. Ron Hubbard and Pujarovic. All these, plus it's a science fiction, Walter Breen. All these guys knew each other. It's a small world.
Why are all these guys so,
They're all intelligence. They're all part of the OSS, that sort of stuff.
But why are they so into the occult?
Well.
And all this angels and demons type stuff?
That's good. Okay, short answer. Because angels and demons of the Bible are real. They are the extraterrestrial time travelers. Okay, that's why. So it's all real. All the stories in the Bible are real. They're based on they're distorted. But all the stuff, angels and demons, Paradise Lost, John Milton and Lucifer and Satan is real. They're all real. These are high, the Greek gods are real, the Egyptian gods, you know, all that stuff, Stargate, they're all coming back. It's all true.
And you got Jack Parsons founding NASA, and then now you got giant boosters landing. And you see how far it came. And he said sex rituals, Aleister Crowley rituals, he just collated ancient rituals. And now look what they've done with the knowledge they're getting. Joseph Pepperoni, expand on this.
Well, this was why they try to calcify your pineal gland so that you're not connected to the source. That's why they put fluoride in the water and they poison, you know, our food, and they block the sun. They want yada yada yada. All this stuff is to make your connection, and make it like a fuzzy, like staticky. They don't want you
That's
to
right.
be.
That's right. The Holy Spirit's
connected.
Blasting out the message of God is there. That spirit, so they want to block it.
100%. That's what's going on. That's what they're doing. They're blocking it. And that's why they also, like, they can't do anything unless they tell you they're going to do it. That's also part of their religion. Otherwise, it won't come true because it has to do with, like, manifesting.
Well,
so
God,
that's God's
rules. The Bible says the devil goes up to heaven and communicates and asks permission, like, to persecute Job. He says, well, as long as you give him a choice and warn him. So God makes the devil still present free will. So that's why there's fine print.
Yeah, that's why they do all the movies. They've been programming us for forever. Everything with the sci-fi movies. It's just now when people are seeing this that it's like coming to this is where everything is headed towards. They're not believing it because they've seen it already. Like, oh, it's fake. You know, I saw this in a movie. This guy's nuts. No way that's a demon. No way. No way that's real. And it's because of the brainwashing. And I feel like now is really important to just wake people up. And I do feel like a lot of people are snapping out of it recently. They've been just more alert to this. And that's why we're not going to stop talking about Epstein, because this is what's going on. So it's not about the files. They can keep the files. We don't want them. We know that it doesn't matter what's in the files because it's all going to be BS anyway. So that's my take on the files. We don't need them.
You're really an informed guy. What is your gut level analysis? My gut, it's not really the gut. It's all the billions of points. Then your gut can... The cerebral cortex is limited focus, subconscious, unconscious is the real power. What do you think about Trump and why he's acted like this the last 18 days?
I think that he can't drain the swamp alone. And the people have to understand that, and that we have to drain the swamp too. Like, you know, that's like one man can't do it all. And people are like thinking, oh, he's going to just do it all. He can't. I mean, he's trying. We see it, but the people have to help. We got to help out. We have to do our part.
I agree. And as I predicted, because Comey was in control of the file, they spiked it with a bunch of nothing that actually gets them, nothing real. But Trump found out, went, oh, just shut that down. It's a new Russiagate, because he's just sick of it. And then that blows up in his face. And now the Democrats actually don't want the files released all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, they rigged the files. It's not real what's in there. So he said, you know what? Forget it. Like, why would we release this? It's like, this is the truth of what's happening, is that we got to dig deeper. Like, who's in control of all this? These are all just, this right now, it's all theatrics. They want you talking about Trump. They want you doing this. It's like, that's not the truth, though. The truth is, it's another layer. It's deeper. You got to think like...
Yeah, they don't want to talk about the certified Podestas. We're delivering seven-year-olds for your pleasure to the hot tub. Nobody's talking about the real proven thing, the magic thing that maybe Trump did. If it comes out, great, we'll cover it. Let's play another one here. This is She Survived Epstein, Juliet Bryant. Here's clip three.
I'm your insurance policy.
God. Juliet Bryant is one of the last Epstein survivors still breathing. And what she's revealing now, they do not want getting out.
My name is Juliet Bryant. I was kidnapped by Jeffrey Epstein from Africa. I was supposed to be a model for Victoria's Secret in New York. Instead, I was kidnapped to the island. A lot of frightening things happened there. They don't want the victim speaking out in the media.
She wasn't just trafficked. She was moved from Epstein's island to his private lab in New Mexico. There, she says she woke up paralyzed, naked, on a steel table. Hazmat suits around her. No memory, just fear. And here's what's f***ed. At that exact time, on an island in the Bahamas, a company called Clonaid claimed they successfully cloned the first human baby. Her name? Eve. It's not a theory. That happened. December 2002. So while Juliet was being trafficked, Epstein was deep in cloning.
transhumanism, and eugenics. This wasn't just sex crimes. This was a scientific black site run by a monster. She says he shapeshifted in front of her.
Epstein shapeshifted in front of me. It's very hard to understand if you haven't seen it, but I saw it. It was like a weird hologram, and it had like big black eyes.
His form flickered like a hologram. Horns grew from his head. His eyes turned pitch black. Huge, alien, soulless. She didn't see a man. She saw something reptilian.
I think they were taking our eggs. They had the butterfly trust. The human hips are shaped like a butterfly. So if they were taking our eggs, it would make sense. It connects the dots of the butterfly trust.
And the other survivors? Most of them are dead, like Virginia, Carolyn, and Juliet. She's still here. She's still warning us. This is a spiritual war, but nobody ever said the battles weren't going to be physical.
We showed news footage out of Kentucky where the guy wakes up, they're trying to kill him, and they try to take him away from his family and kill him again. This is really going on, and Kennedy just put out the report that the hospitals are killing people all over the country. So, and he moved to get the fluoride out, and then Pam Bondi blocked it. I'm not trying to make Pam Bondi a victim. I'm just calling balls and strikes here, but there's a lot of people around Trump that I think may not even be globalist operatives, but they're in over their heads. What do you think?
I think so too. That's what I truly believe that. But like, once again, like people have to understand, like we got to do our part too. People have to, like now it's, we all have to come together. People need to drain the swamp. It's not going to be just one man. There's like the swamp is really just, it can't be drained by one person.
It's spiritual.
Way too filthy. It's spiritual. So people have to understand what's happening and help out. Like when we come together, this is how we're going to beat it. Like people need to stop fighting over like religious debates and stuff. Religion, it's the same enemy in all the myths, all the religions. It's the same thing. So if we all come together on that, we can manifest good energy. And
well, that's
we
another
can
good point.
Demons.
I mean, you have all these ancient cultures that didn't even meet each other and they all tell the same story.
Everything's the same. It's the same dark energy, same whatever you want to call them. Same thing, demon, jinn, whatever they say, it's the same thing. So if we can just come together and see that this is our enemy now, because we have like 6 months before they do this Antichrist, we got to step it up. So they want to make you talk about Trump. They want to do this, like they want to distract you with all this stuff to kill time. They're killing the time because they're so close. Right now, the AI is training on us. It's training on everything we do, we say. That's why, like, Instagram allows these videos I put, they allow. TikTok, banned them. The same videos, banned. Because TikTok picks and chooses who they want to promote. It's fake. So it's all rigged. I put the same videos, they banned me. They permanently banned me. They blocked my IP. They banned the crap out of me. And then on Instagram, for some reason, they never used to allow this content ever. Now they do. And I feel like because they're training the AI. And X allows it. So that's like,
well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt they're allowing it on X because he wants the best model. And that's true. Yeah. A truly open model will be the most powerful. But I have stacks of articles that they're saying AI in the next 10 years will be 100 times the power we have. They admit blackouts are about to happen everywhere because AI needs the power. We won't get it. So we're not allowed to have a car or air conditioning or anything, but AI must have 100 times the power we get. That's literally the God. They are all putting, and people say, well, then Trump's backing it. Well, because there's other governments doing it. It's a race, and that's the trap. This is just, we're about to see some really crazy stuff.
Well, Elon said in 6 months, the AI is going to be able to, solve physics problems and create its own. Like, Elon Musk said that, so that he said 6 months.
And then Trump already said we've already conquered physics and time and space, which the equations show. Because Max Planck 130 years ago did the atomic bomb equations, and it came true 50 years later. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The future's here. It's just not evenly distributed. And so whatever we've been told is already here. It's way advanced to that.
Yeah, it is a race for the AI. Who can control it? That's what the race is for. But, like, it's going to be where, you know, in 6 months, it's going to be way further ahead than it is right now. Like, it's going to be completely, you won't even, like, you can already create anything you want with, like, videos. Hollywood's going to go, you know what I mean? It's all going to be.
And then people say, I'll just be Amish. Then everything around you will be cut off. Yeah, we're about to see bad stuff. So there's no doubt. Joseph Pepperoni. Let's play your first clip, clip one. They said the Epstein files would be released in phase one. And again, when Trump came out a week and a half ago and said they've had the files they want, they took anything bad about them out and put in BS, people said, oh, you're being a traitor saying Trump's right. No, I'm not even agreeing with Trump that he's perfect. I'm saying it's true that Comey and his daughter ran the files, and whenever they left, for Trump to grab would obviously implicate him. I mean, that is not even a discussion. That's an absolute fact. Here's a clip.
Where are they?
Killing is making a choice.
Remember when they told us? Don't worry, the Epstein files are coming. We're going to release them in phases. Well, guess what phase we're in now? The gaslighting phase.
Oh. What happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to.
Investigators say they found no incriminating client list of Epstein's, no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals, and no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties.
There's no client list. The footage proves suicide.
Except 1 minute is missing. What, you think we wouldn't notice? These people aren't even trying anymore. Why? Because everybody at the top is compromised. They're blackmailed. Or they're just a lizard in a meat suit.
Epstein had them all. Judges, politicians, billionaires, royals.
And now it's obvious. Left versus right. Red versus blue. It's all WWE with better lighting. Cue the drama. Cue the distraction.
Meanwhile, Epstein was playing mad scientist. Eugenics, DNA, transhuman freak show. Girls said he stole their eggs.
I think they were taking our eggs. They had the butterfly trust. The human hips are shaped like a butterfly.
He had them in underground labs. And yeah, he even shapeshifted.
Epstein shapeshifted in front of me. It's very hard to understand if you haven't seen it. It was like a weird hologram and he had like big black eyes.
So was this politics? Or did we just let a literal demon run a VIP club for pedos and call it a private island? Either way, the show sucks.
I was right in the middle of a fucking reptile zoo. Somebody was giving booze to these goddamn things. Won't be long now before they tear us to shreds.
All right, this is a gratuitous plug, as I forgot to plug last hour. The first 5 minutes is carried by radio stations. Still think I'm putting words in your mouth. I never talked to you before. I asked you to come on 2 days ago. I mean, I'm a producer. I never talked to you. We went live together. But I want your honest response. I know it is. I've given methylene, our best methylene blue, to dozens of people on air. They've all had incredible experiences. James O'Keefe got better vision from it, which is actually in studies. Helps with glaucoma, you name it. But I only learned who you were like 4 or 5 days ago. I guess you've been doing something before. You repeat what you said earlier for people that are tuned in now, because it's a plug, but it's also amazing. Methylene blue is like iodine, even above that, in the pineal gland, in all the cells, your electrochemical cleaning out your cells. It's amazing. You're saying you went from what you were doing before, which is pretty good. I looked up some of it, to these amazing new viral videos, literally off of ultramethylene blue. I didn't know that. I said, hey, how'd you wake up? How'd you? Oh, I'm a big fan. Listened to yours. Got your methylene blue. I mean, that's nice of you to say. I believe it's true, but people need to hear this. So give us your take your time on this methylene blue experience you had, Joseph Pepperoni.
Yeah. I mean, you can ask any one of my friends. I tell them every day, methylene blue, man, methylene blue, take it. Like 2 or 3 months ago, I started taking methylene blue and it gave me way more energy and my brain fog went away and I was like able to connect dots. Like, I don't know. It worked for me like really well. So this is the one supplement, and I've tried many supplements, like a lot. This is the one thing that now I just take every day because it's changed my life. So like, and you could see like, my videos are like, you could see they're going more viral. Methylene blue. I honestly am that serious. Like, it does something. Like, I feel like they should give methylene blue to kids that have ADHD in school. They should put a little bit of this instead of Adderall. Like, because I that's what I think. I think this is the healthier approach to it.
So, but you specifically, so you got our methylene blue. I mean, go back to your story. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, no. So like, I'm saying, I know there's not like studies on the ADHD side of it and all that, but I'm saying from my personal experience, like I think that, and from talking to my friends too, who I've got them to try it, this is like, they say like they've had more vivid dreams, and me too. I've had way more vivid dreams because of this. And then we feel like it's detoxifying our pineal gland. That's what I think. I think.
And you specifically, because you talked about it quickly earlier, did you try ours, or are you saying you just heard me talk about it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I heard RFK Jr. talk about it, and then you were talking about it. So I was like, all right. And I told you, I watch you every day. I have you on loop. Like when I go to sleep, it's on my iPad just looping. Like, no joke. So I ordered yours, and I tried, like, that's when I first tried it. And then I was like, whoa, this is legit. And then you could, like, I'm telling you, ask any one of my friends. They'll tell you the same thing. They'll be like, this guy is the meth guy.
Well, I mean, I know this. And that doesn't mean methamphetamine. Meth just means it's been transferred or been souped up. My medical doctor 6 years ago owns a bunch of clinics around the state. He tested my genetics. He says, you have an issue. Your mitochondria operates at 100%. That's very rare, he said. But also, 2.5 of your 4 genes for transference of energy in your cells is broken in the oxygen process. I'm not a scientist, what he said. So he said, just get USP grade. Well, I got it. Didn't really feel anything. My wife liked it. Other brands. We probably had 5 or 6 brands. But then our sponsor came and said, hey, try this. We got a really good medical grade. They supply it to the medical facilities for the surgeries they do to track arteries and things. Try this. And the crew's like, oh, this is incredible. We got to try it. For like a month, I don't try it. I'm like, okay, yeah. I finally try it. Boom. Ours is so good. And so if somebody else has got a better one, I want to know about it. I want to get them as a supplier. But it really is amazing, and it funds our operation. And, you know, the establishment does not like it. It's been around for 130 years, and it's incredible. But not all methylene blue is the same. People need to understand that. It's not just a textile dye. That's not what it was invented for. Yes, it's a great dye as well, but it's just game-changing and quite frankly scary. And maybe 1 out of 100 don't feel it. Most people have dramatic effects. Some people think they're going crazy on it. So everybody needs to talk to your physician before you take it, and you need to take a very small amount of it, in my opinion, when you first take it. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs, things like that, because it's very powerful. We have a sale that ends next Tuesday. Buy one bottle of the liquid or the capsules and get a second bottle free at theallactionstore.com. All right, Joseph Pepperoni, we got to go to break. 5 more minutes, and then Kyle Serafin, the very respected, super accurate FBI whistleblowers joining us on the Crossfire Hurricane, Obama treason revelations, where he sees that going, this new strike force in the Justice Department to go after him, what's going to happen, what's his prediction, Trump trying to cover up Epstein, why that happened. Serafin has really been super accurate. That's coming up. But we're going to break here. 5 more minutes with Joseph Pepperoni. But Joseph, how do people find your work?
You could just check out my X page. X is that's where I post everything. Whenever I release a video, I put it right on there first. So that's the best way to stay in contact.
And they find you at _ Joey Pepperoni.
Yes, yeah, Joey Pepperoni.
By the way, that sounds like a really good Italian restaurant. I'm serious.
Yeah, maybe we'll open one up.
I would pull into Joey Pepperoni. Can you imagine the pepperoni in there? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Inside the White House, I'll be looking at during the next break. Carl Serafin, incredibly smart person, former FBI agent, counterterrorism, huge whistleblower on the Epstein situation, Crossfire Hurricane, Obama treason, and this bomber they just caught. Now, AI was involved. But going back to Joseph Pepperoni, you sent a list of really important things to cover. We pretty much covered it all. Epstein Island, Ritual Ground Zero, the Temple of Moloch, symbolism, 13 bloodlines, ancient dynasty still in power, who they worship, fallen angels, sacrifice, ritual energy, Juliet Bryant, Survivor Testifies, hybrid God theory, plasma, AI, and CERN, ritual formula, believing in the synthetic deity, the final war. Let's talk about the final war. This is spiritual. And the final message, the people are the firewall.
Okay, so... like we said, this is a spiritual war. It's not physical. So it's good versus evil. It's it. It's light. It's like it's light versus ritual darkness. All right. The courts and the politics, it's all theater. WWE distractions. It's like probably no one's going to get arrested. We don't, you know what I'm saying? The system won't save us. But by exposing them, we can break the spell and save our soul, the soul of everybody. So all the faiths and all the myths, they all say the same thing, that we like basically it's a dark energy that we're up against. So when we unite, our energy multiplies and we can destroy the darkness. We can shine our light on the demons to destroy them, because you can't destroy them with violence. If you get violent, they get more powerful, because they feed off of that. And do not be afraid of them, because if you're afraid, that also feeds them. They're just these demons. They're just jealous of us. Because like I was saying, we can ascend, but they can't. They're locked out. They cannot. They're stuck here. So they lust after your flesh. They want it. And they're locked out. They can't. They cannot get out of here. So they hate us because of that. And we're better than them. So we have been given the authority to trample on them like snakes. And that's what we got to do. We have to expose them by coming together and uniting. Stop debating and fighting over religion. It's divide and conquer. That's what they want. So that's really like, we got to put that aside, because it's 6 months away from them doing this AI plasma CERN, merging it and creating this hybrid God. It's going to destroy us. It's not going to be good. It's going to be really, really dark times. We don't want to head towards that. We want to save everybody. So everyone just needs to unite, because if we don't, we're done. We're cooked. You know what I mean? That's what we got to do.
Well, I can't wait to see you do a report on Fritz Lang's 1927 Metropolis, because you didn't know about it. And I'm like, oh, you didn't know about it. I mean, like, we need to put your brain on this and do your own research, your own equations, then talk to ChatGPT and Grok and see what it says, because it's an interesting interface with it. And hopefully you'll do a report on this soon.
I will. I'm also doing like J.P. Morgan and the Disney princesses, some stuff on that I've been looking into. So that's good. That's really interesting stuff that it's going down the rabbit hole.
All right. Well, Joseph Pepperoni, very impressive. Whenever you get stuff, talk to us. Get my producers, give me my number, and let's stay in contact. Very impressive work.
Thank you so much for having me on. God bless you. You're the best.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Man, it's like 10 years, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like a long time.
When did you get in the media? I just learned about you like 4 days ago.
Pretty recently, like a few months, like the methylene blue, really, I'm telling you, that's what did it for me. Like that's, you know what I mean?
I had no idea. I had listeners like, why aren't you having this guy on? I just learned about you 4 days ago. So, wow.
I mean, I was also like, my friend is George Papadopoulos, real close friends with him. So I suspected it was a hoax from day one. I knew for sure. So that's what sent me down the rabbit hole even further.
Wow. All right. Well, great job. Keep it up, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great reports. They're very accurate. I'm sorry. He didn't even know about all this. It's like, wow, what a natural. All right. Kyle Serafin coming up. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's President Trump yesterday, clip 11, saying, "You ain't seen nothing yet what's about to come out." And I want to get Kyle Serafin's take on, we've heard about these indictments forever for Crossfire Hurricane and Obama and the fake Russiagate. Nobody that I've talked to, whistleblowers, period, I've had on William Benny, who's amazing, so many NSA, FBI over the years. I mean, I remember having the head of the FBI crime lab on like 27, 8 years ago about them setting people up. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of whistleblowers. He has been so accurate. And 4 or 5 months ago, he said, "You're not getting the Epstein files." And then he went into it all and how they would set up Trump with horrible ideas, and they've done it. And now 18 days in, congressional hearings, Republicans vote for hearings. Then the Democrats want the actual files out of the court cases and grand jury sealed. And then we're going to get into this reported foiled terror plot that used AI. It's all coming up with Kyle Serafin. Again, he's also a popular podcaster. We'll go over all that information, how you find him. We'll put that on screen. But Kyle, what a crazy time. Things are moving so quickly. I see dueling internal government, I guess you call it deep state battles, because Trump's trying to take over the deep state. So Trump's, you know, out here with, oh, treason, Obama, Clapper, Brennan, all that. And there's real evidence there, I see. And then you also got all this Epstein and his incredible Streisand effect, acting guilty the last 18 days, telling his constituents, shut up, don't look at it, now backing off that. Now Democrat judge appointed by Obama in Florida, trying to block Epstein information being released. This is clearly going to be the new big issue here, dueling issues. And the big question is, will this new strike force from the Department of Justice and the FBI actually indict Clapper, Brennan, Comey, or others, or is it all just smoke and mirrors? Kyle Serafin, former counterterrorism FBI agent and famous whistleblower, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Yeah, I'm a pessimist, so this is probably not going to be what people are excited to hear. But I have no belief that this is going to happen. Again, if you want to go do something, you go do it, and then you tell people when you did it. If you go look historically at the way that DOJ does their press releases, there's a few things they do press releases about. Number one, here's an indictment or an arrest. We put cuffs on this person. We have a criminal complaint. You can read that. We have a grand jury indictment. So go read that. Here's the press release. This is what we allege this person did. That's part one. Part two is we either got a plea deal and they pled guilty to the following, and we did a great job and we're really proud of ourselves, or we took it to court and we won. And then the third press release is always the sentencing. We asked for the following. The judge gave us this much. This person's going to do this much time behind bars, and America is safe, and we did a great job. That's what DOJ press releases are about. They're not about, we're assembling a team to investigate a thing that one day we will hopefully tell you something. I thought it was telling that they had Tulsi Gabbard go out and discuss the file drop. I mean, good on her for declassifying things. I think Tulsi, as far as I can tell, she seems genuine about it. My friend Steve Baker has been working with what's called the DIG. It's the Director's Initiative Group over at ODNI. And they apparently had this result or this report ready to go something like 30 or 40 days ago. So they were prepared, but it had to go through all the checks and balances, and they have to go through and make sure that they've declassified and you know, everybody gets to sign off on it.
Yeah, so folks had said, was this released to cover up Trump's Epstein gaslighting, and from what I'd heard, yeah, this was being prepared, so I don't think that was overall the case, or maybe they sped up its release because of that, or what do you think?
No, from what my friend Steve says, and he's been telling me he's been meeting with folks in the DIG for a while now, and they had this ready to go 30 days ago, but there are all kinds of checks that have to happen before you take something that's been declassified and you bring it public. So they, again, all the equities, all the
different
intelligence agencies.
So not a distraction by Trump, there. This report came out.
That's the claim. You know, bad timing on their end. If they wanted to drop a bombshell, you don't do it usually on a Friday afternoon. They were not really playing the game really well on that. So, you know, maybe that's even more credibility that they weren't doing it to distract from anything. But at the end of the day, is it going to result in indictments? I think that's what Americans want to know. I think that's what people who are on the conservative side that think that this government's been working against us for a long time. The question is someone going to end up in handcuffs? Are they going to put the bracelets on them and march them out and then, you know, go out there and put them in front of either a trial or give them a plea offer? And I don't think there are. And the reason why is because you've got the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and Tulsi Gabbard as the DNI speaking about it. What you didn't see was a joint press conference, Alex. Where was Pam Bondi? Because you'd think if they declassified this and they've had 30 or 40 days run up, they knew what the information was going to be. They don't need to announce a strike force. They should be announcing that we've been conducting an ongoing investigation in parallel to the Directorate of National Intelligence, and we are prepared to start bringing some charges forward, not lawyer up messages from proxies and not you haven't seen anything yet and the shady bunch and memes. You'd expect that you had a joint press conference with, you know, two cabinet level officials or a cabinet and a sub cabinet level official going out there and saying, this is declassified. This is for your awareness. And by the way, the indictments are pending because we've already begun this, not an announcement that we're going to start investigating it 8 years after the fact. And using the word treasonous, I think, is actually really unfortunate, too, because Tulsi Gabbard used that because she's using it in a colloquial way that a lot of people use the term treason. But there's a legal definition of treason. And the last time the United States ever prosecuted somebody successfully for treason was in 1952. It's a wartime crime. So you'd have to make the allegation that there was a war, that there was aid and comfort given to an enemy. I don't think that exists.
Well, that might be because of China and the mail-in ballots. I've heard that's coming next.
You'd have to make a bunch of connections, and you'd have to also argue that the United States is at war with a country that we have not declared war on. Again, the last time we did it, it was a declared war in World War II.
And so, let me ask you this question. Your predictions basically all come true. Unfortunately, I think you're probably right. It's just political. Let me ask you this then. Obama's coming out, Clapperbrenner, they're all acting scared. Why are they acting scared? Or is it a response to just the PR of it? And then your view of Crossfire Hurricane and all these documents, because I forgot when I was filling you in on myself, we got from Sheriff Arpaio, 2017, NSA database front sheets where we were targeted. Bongino talked about similar things last year. I mean, I knew it happened. We've got more documents. You saw those, Obama targeting me, 2013 with Comey. I don't mean to write myself in. I'm just in the middle of it. Sure. And CNN saying Jones is crazy. He says Trump spied on with the NSA. We told him back at the time, 2017. What do you think of Crossfire Hurricane and what they did overall? I mean, what is the crime? I know statute of limitations is there. Is there any crime we can charge them with?
I don't know if there is, because it's going to have to show an ongoing conspiracy and that the conspiratorial acts continue. The only person that I see that looks actually kind of concerned is Clapper. I've seen him come out and speak. And so watching his body language and kind of looking at the way that he has a little bit of pause and he actually outright stated it, I think on MSNBC last night, where he said, you know, I am concerned and I have retained counsel. And it makes you wonder, you know, look, they already weaponized our intelligence agencies against one side. They've already gone out there and they have arrested Donald Trump. So the pane of glass that we used to have historically in this country has been broken. And to think otherwise is crazy. There's no question in my mind that the two major turning points for the way that our intelligence apparatus works today, the first one was September 12th of 2001. And so things changed forever. The United States basically accepted a new definition of national security. And instead of trying to preserve the Constitution, they decided that no American dies from terrorism, which is sort of just the camel's nose under the tent, to be able to do ubiquitous surveillance of all people and do all kinds of crazy things, including look into you and, of course, look into me. And I actually just had Elon Musk announce, I think yesterday or the day before, that they won a court case about a gag order that they had investigating me and Garrett O'Boyle, another FBI whistleblower. So we know they've weaponized it.
Well, that's huge. I didn't know that. Oh, Elon Musk intervened in my case. The Democrats trying to shut me down 6 months ago. Yep. What happened with you?
So this is an ongoing case, and we may have talked about it previously, but they didn't actually put our names out there. It's in Elon's timeline at the moment. The crazy piece was is that essentially the FBI started investigating. They took information to a grand jury. And not only did they look at my Gmail, which you and I have talked about, they also went looking for my social media, which I didn't start until after I left the FBI. And there's a really good separation between there. They went after all of that for some criminal case. It's not real clear to me. They didn't tell me what it was. And Elon Musk and X Corporation fought it in DC of all places, and actually just won in the Court of Appeals there, that they would be able to notify guys like me, guys like you, should the FBI go after there and request some of their social media data.
We just recently got notified after the fact from Google of new criminal investigations against us.
Exactly right. Yeah. So what they would normally do is they would put a gag order on it while they're investigating. They wouldn't tell you about it. What this Circuit Court of Appeals decision in D.C. said was that X Corporation actually has the right to go out there and notify us in real time if the FBI requests our information through a subpoena. That the government either has to provide significant information to keep it under wraps, or they have to tell us about it. Or at least the corporation has the ability to tell us about it. And there's certain companies that have been really good about it. X has been good about trying to push forward for this. Of all things, T-Mobile was really, really good. If you ever lapsed for like a day in your paperwork on keeping something under wraps, they would go, including national security stuff, T-Mobile would notify their customers right away. So I don't know why they're the one, but they're the one that did. So for whatever it's worth, that's kind of an interesting thing. That second changeover, I think, happened probably in mid to late 2016 at the tail end of the Obama administration. They actually authorized something that most people are not aware of. They updated the national security collection priorities. It's under Executive Order 12333, and it allowed the FBI for the first time. So when I joined the FBI, this was already in effect. But for the first time in either September or October of 2016, the FBI got raw FISA material. And that was the lead up to why Crossfire Hurricane was so wild. They were allowed to basically take the NSA's database, which was constantly doing collections, but the NSA doesn't have any enforcement arm. They're just people that are looking, reading, assessing, and putting out reports on what they think is going on, you know, aggregate collection.
But you're now giving investigators without warrants whatever they want.
That's exactly right. And not only are they investigators without warrants, but they're people who have the ability to construct a criminal case if they see criminal activity because
parallel
they have a right to be in there. Exactly it. So that's the scariest thing that can happen. And the stuff that happened in Crossfire Hurricane, it hasn't been rectified. Like nobody really.
So by the grace of God, how have you and I not been indicted? Cause we don't obviously do anything wrong. I've got FBI guys, CIA caught on undercover tapes. Oh, we investigated for a decade, couldn't find anything. Well, no kidding. But it still doesn't mean I'm not nervous because, you know, they've indicted a lot of innocent people, Kyle.
No, you're exactly correct. And look, this is something that you got two options, Alex. And I think we probably both laid it on the same option. Option one is you walk around paranoid every day and you eventually lose your mind because you're looking over your shoulder. You think the government's coming for you at any moment. You know, my wife and I had the same conversation that probably everybody would when we went public with our whistleblower story. She goes, you know, are the Clinton death squads coming for us? And I laughed it off and we both kind of chuckled. Then I put a rifle next to my bed before I went to sleep. And then the next day I started getting text messages from my buddies. They're like, hey man, have you insulated? Do you have tripwires around your property? And I started going like, crap, like is this really a probability? You can sit there and fixate on that and you can go down all the rabbit holes. And I'm a former surveillance guy. I did that for 3 years watching bad guys out in, you know, in the wild. And when you do that, you get good at one, being a surveillance guy, two, seeing other people do surveillance. And the more good you are at it, sometimes you see what we call ghosts. You go out there and you think somebody's surveilling you because they're doing something. And if you don't watch them long enough to see them do, you know, whatever the normal activity was, you might think that you're being followed and you eventually kind of lose
your
mind. Well,
I don't like the effect of constantly going, I better be good when I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm like, even though I know I'm not bad, I'm still like, oh, I gotta be really good. I gotta be really good. And I'm like, you know, you're doing a good job, accountants, right? You're making sure I'm overpaying taxes, right? You know, it's a, but away from us at the micro, let's go to the macro here. Your general assessment, which has been dead on so far, you were saying Trump and all of them being set up with bad advice. How the hell did they get him 18 days ago to come out? You and I said day one. You came on like day two of it. We said, no, he's behind it. You were like, are you sure? I said, yeah. He came out and said, yeah, I'm behind it. How would they get him to Streisand effect like this? And then, and now he's partially backed off. Now the Democrat judge doesn't want the Epstein stuff released in, you know, the first case. From all your sources and your just overall gestalt of this dead reckoning, Kyle Serafin, you've been really accurate so far. I know you're speculating, but or maybe you're not from sources. I haven't talked to you in other than text in a week. What is going on with Trump and now the congressional hearings? The Republicans are coming now. What is going on?
It seems like they're trying to throw a wet blanket on it. It seems like they said, hey, we're going to give you, look, remember the first time that they did this? They came out and said, give us a couple weeks. We're going to give you this wave of transparency. You know, in a couple days, you're going to see all this stuff.
Now, yeah, how did you say 4 months ago to me privately and then 3 months ago on air, we're not getting Epstein files?
It just was obvious to me because they were extending the deadline and they were trying to run out the clock. I mean, they're treating this in some ways. You got a lot of media people in Trump's orbit, a lot of media people in Trump's cabinet and the sub cabinet people, you know, Bongino's a media guy, Patel's a media person. Even Bondi has a sense of being on Fox enough times that she understands what the media cycle's like. And if you can get people to just pay attention to something else, if you can do it like a laser pointer where you just shine the dot somewhere else and people attack
sure,
that,
so the
they're
big
gonna
question
move on.
Is why did Trump try to gaslight us?
I think that they overestimated the play that they had because you've got people that are very popular. You had folks from both sides of the aisle, whether it be an RFK Jr., you had a Tulsi Gabbard, you know, convert from the Democrat side. You've got guys like Dan Bongino out there messaging about Epstein. When you have those people, they have a cult of following where people trust them. And I think they overestimated how much trust these people had. I think they just missed the boat on how much Americans are not satisfied with our institutions, that we don't give anybody a carte blanche. By the way, the way that you get credibility in any space, and you do it, and I do it, and I know Dan Bongino used to do it. You tell people, don't trust me, trust the results. Go look for the quote-unquote receipts. Go find the documents, the paperwork that backs it up. So if you're out there telling people that I'm going to show you something, and you don't show it to them, and then you do it again, and you don't show it to them, at some point in time, we think the musician doesn't have his trick in order, right? He's just not able to pull it off. And so I think that's why they went for the grand jury information. They floated that because they know they're not going to get that. Not in New York and not in Florida. It doesn't matter if it's a Trump appointed judge or a Democrat judge.
And then they can say, see, we asked for it and they didn't.
Yeah,
so what do you make of the Republicans joining Democrats in a vote yesterday to go ahead with subpoenaing the DOJ in Congress?
Which is also irrelevant because listen, there's a dozen ways, as you know, if you go out and FOIA the FBI, there's a law that says they got to give you stuff. If you go FOIA stuff from the CIA, they're supposed to give you stuff, but there's 11 different exceptions or 14 different FOIA exceptions. So they use all of them and they're going to do the same thing on the subpoenas. They're going to claim national security. They're going to claim ongoing investigation. They're going to claim sources and methods. At the end of the day, the files that exist at the FBI belong to the executive branch. So Congress can say whatever the hell they want and they can't compel it.
Okay. So
they're not going to be able to get it.
Then why did Trump do the worst possible Streisand effect? You predicted it before it happened. You said they're going to be given bad advice to cover up.
Yeah, there's two possibilities. Either someone deliberately misled him or he overestimated his ability to pull people with him just on strength of personality.
Sure, so and, why and sort cover of, it up? Do you think Trump's done something wrong?
I still don't at the end of the day. I don't think it's there because I think it would have been leaked a long time ago. But I do bet that the more that he does this, it more indicates that there's probably some sort of peripheral smear that would go on. The idea that somebody went in and doctored the documents. Alex, you got to believe two very contradictory things to think that the DOJ altered documents to incriminate Donald Trump, but they didn't alter the documents that would incriminate Brennan and Clapper and Comey and all these guys, that they left evidence laying around to go and get themselves caught. So that doesn't make any sense to me. But what could happen is Donald Trump is pointed in some unfavorable light. And simply being associated with this man, Jeffrey Epstein, at this point, it's political kryptonite. It's, you know, everybody is
no, I totally agree. That's what I said 2 weeks ago.
I figured
this out 3 or 4 days in. It was my speculation seeing it. It's a recycle of 2016 that Melania's a hooker, which we know wasn't true.
Yep.
Under Epstein, a modeling agency, which wasn't true. The Jane Does that weren't real. And then Trump goes against the files. They come back in May. I think the Wall Street Journal's accurate and say, you're in it. He just throws a fit and says, shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, like I said, touching it is absolutely the worst case scenario. And he did the worst thing you could do, which would have just been ignoring it. Unfortunately, he started talking about it. He called people weaklings.
Well, you and I said that, what, 3 months ago when Bongino and Patel, during the headlights, looked like hostages, go on TV. And I said then, that's Trump ordering him to do that. I mean, they'd already, well, yes. Now we know, we now know in May when they did that, They had brought the files back and said, sir, you're enemy. And they dutiful soldiers went out and did that. So now we pretty much know
what
happened.
The worst thing is, though, Alex, the worst is that apparently Pam Bondi didn't get that message because she was out there touting it over and over again about the tens of thousands of hours. And, you know, there is material there, whether you like it or not. I've talked to my guys after the fact. They're not political. There's material that exists. But a lot of the stuff that they were doing was using AI to scrub through and try to like redact victim names and so on and so forth. So they were trying to do the thing that is required by federal law. And Bondi was out there promising something. You could tell that when Patel and Bongino were on Fox News, the multiple interviews both together and separately, neither of them wanted to touch it because they knew what the marching orders were. They knew they weren't supposed to talk about it. And they knew at the end of the day, they were going to really disappoint a podcast audience and people that they've been talking to for years.
Sure. That's why their body language was like they were walking a plank. So
that's right.
It's almost endearing of Trump, though. And I'm not an apologist. I'm telling you what I really think, that it's so badly coordinated. If it was really a cover up, it wouldn't be such a Keystone Cop.
That's a good argument. I like to think that Trump is smarter than that. I mean, he's the oldest he's ever been, so we got to be honest about that. People do make mistakes. They do misread the room on occasion. Everyone's done it. So he could do that. You'd think that he's got smarter people around him.
So can Trump recover from this? And then what would be the right thing for Trump to do?
The right thing is still the right thing. It was the same right thing that it should have been a long time ago. They should have a press conference with the right people. You should have Bongino and Patel. You should have Bondi there. You should probably bring in the evidence technicians that grabbed it. You should bring in people from, previous administrations if they're willing to come down and do it as long as it takes. A couple hours, have the Office of General Counsel sit there and vet, in and out of bounds. We can't talk about this because of the following reason, but let people ask all the questions they have and let them wear it out. It's the same thing you do when your kid's throwing a temper tantrum. You let them wear it out. It's like, okay, fine. Bring all your questions. We're going to be as transparent as humanly possible. We're going to put all the people in front of you. You're not going to want to air this whole thing. It's going to be boring television. And we're going to tell you yes, no, in and out of bounds. Here's the evidence tech that gathered it. Here's the person that checked it in. Here's the agent that did the interviews. This is what they saw. This is what they didn't see. There are no co-conspirators. There are some, but they were not, implicated in any meaningful way. We couldn't get a positive ID on someone we thought might have been involved, whatever. Just bring those
people out. That's the problem. Trump never apologizes or admits he's wrong. It's also part of his strength, but he has to understand when he came out and attacked his constituents and said, you're not part of MAGA. If you do this, there's nothing here. He's come out and say, hey, I want to clarify. I'm not saying Epstein wasn't bad. I'm saying that all this hype of me connected and all this other stuff, that is another Democrat hoax. He needs to do that because that slap in the face with his constituents is not going away.
I agree. Again, the two people that are running the Bureau right now went out and talked about it a lot for several years. I think that's problematic. And then they got on the right sheet of music when they started working there. Maybe they looked in and said, holy crap, we convicted a woman of crimes that happened 21 years ago. We have no evidence of it continuing. Maybe that's the case. Like, I don't know. We haven't seen the entire thing. And then you have an attorney general that was actually throwing more gasoline on the fire saying that, the list is on my desk and I'm about to release it and you're going to be shocked. And Huma Abedin said the whole thing. So you've created this bizarre, like left hand's not explaining to the right hand what the play is. And so they've played against each other and you got chaos. And I know it's upset people like Owen. It upset me looking at it. It just looks like it's very poorly planned. Maybe that's the genius of it, Alex. Maybe you're right. Or maybe they just screwed up, which happens.
No, I don't think it's genius. I mean, all I know is it sucked all the oxygen out of the room for everything else that's going on, and people are not letting it go. When people are told shut up, it doesn't go away. We're gonna go to break here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't make it go away because there's three things that are involved. It's the instinct that there's injustice and that the rich and the elite have a different sense of justice. The idea that there may be corruption and people who are very powerful have access to tools or government. And the last thing is that you've hurt children. And so when you put hurting kids, corruption, and elite, tears of justice put together, all of those things are, you can't take that away. You can't make Americans unsee that after you've been talking about it for years. So they're not going to just let it go.
So when we come back, I want to move into other subjects. We have the Democrats with Republicans voting to subpoena all this. And we have this becoming even a bigger issue if that's possible. And then we have all these other activities and, things that Trump is saying and doing. I want to talk to you about how you see this ending or if there's any way to get out of this. Because even Rasmussen polling, who's very respected, said this has already hit Trump. Massive point loss for the Republican Party.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I think we knew it before, in all fairness, Tulsi. But now you have certainty. She has all the documents. She has everything that you need. And she found out that Barack Hussein Obama led a group of people and they cheated in the elections. And they cheated without question. It's not even a quote. Would you say there's even a little question there, Tulsi? She says no. And you found things that nobody thought we'd ever find.
and very happy and very honored to have you with us. She's right now, by far, Speaker, she's hotter than you right now, Speaker. She's the hottest person in the room right now, Speaker. So, Tulsi, great job, and I know you have a lot more coming. She told me you've seen nothing yet. So I heard those rumors about you, but now I know they're true. So we're very proud of you, Tulsi. They cheated so badly, and ultimately it led to a loss in 2020, and it shouldn't have been a loss. It was a big victory. We won by a lot. We had to do it again. But if I thought we lost, I would never have run again. And this is a far more consequential election than it would have been if we did. That's the only thing I can say in favor of it. But we can't ever let that happen again to our country. Look at what happened in terms of inflation, in terms of so many things. But most importantly, maybe in terms of allowing millions and millions of people into our country that we shouldn't have.
It's so crazy what we've been through and how epic this has been. And then to see Trump jump into a bear trap and what he's done. We'll get into some other issues that are breaking, Kyle, that you want to get into and I want to get into as well. But first, big picture. What do you think this does to the Trump admin? The polls show that he was bucking the trend of a new incumbent president, and then almost always whoever the party that's incumbent and winning the general election loses the House, probably the Senate too. Rasmussen shows that trending. It's bounced back some, but he really took bucking the trend and flushed it with whether he came up with that or whoever gave him the advice. Looking at all this, how could Trump extricate himself from this, or what do you see happening?
What kind of confuses me is you went out and did a press conference. Again, if you don't capitalize on that, if you don't go, he campaigned on lock her up with Hillary Clinton and then sort of relented when he went in the first term and said, we're not going to go after Hillary and that's the wrong thing to do. We saw the exact opposite thing happen when Biden got into office, right? He went after Donald Trump and knew that that would be his political rival. So they made that the real problem. I'm really curious how Tulsi Gabbard was able to find this stuff in 6 months in being in office. When the previous DNI, the last guy that held that job, is now in charge of the CIA and they didn't go looking for it or find it in 2020. I don't know why would that be? How did it happen that our previous director of national intelligence didn't go looking for this stuff? And why is it available now? Is it a focus thing? There needs to be some explanations. You know, you can't make the allegation that the previous administration, because people are acting like Donald Trump wasn't president from 2017 to 2020. I don't know why they're acting like that, but those of us who lived through it remember he was there. He didn't get it right. So what is he getting right? Is he de-weaponizing this animal? Is he fixing it? I see guys like Ed Martin talking about it, and he's at a much lower level at DOJ. There are a couple of people that are mouthing the right things, but if you're going to de-weaponize this intelligence agencies, then you got to start by splitting them. So if he wants a big win, he should be investigating who are the bad actors within these agencies, not the big names, the people that are mechanically making it happen. And then he also needs to take the intel component completely away from the FBI so that they can't come after us again. Because at the end of the day, guys like you and me, we're most concerned that the FBI is going to come knock down our door.
And that's something that Cash Patel promised to do. He didn't say close the FBI headquarters. He said get rid of the intelligence component.
He said, I want to break out the intel component. And the advice that I gave him personally was go give it back to ODNI. Give it back to the Director of National Intelligence and let them run intel and not be underneath the FBI's payroll. And more importantly, don't let them share intel in the same way. Look, the threats that the FBI is constantly warding, they're constantly over, like they hype every single time that they have a win. And those wins aren't that big, Alex. The one in New York is the one we can talk about in a minute.
Let's talk about that in a moment. But so bottom line, what do you...
They need to get rid of this intel. That's what's going to kill us. It's people having unauthorized, unconstitutional access to our private information, whether you be the president of the United States or whether you be an individual guy or you be a podcaster or a TV person. It doesn't make a difference. We should have a Bill of Rights that actually means something to law enforcement, and they shouldn't have an end around.
You're talking about bringing back the Fourth Amendment, but instead with AI, it's getting worse. So your prediction for the Trump administration on the current trajectory?
I think they probably do lose it unless something dramatic happens. Look, if they slap cuffs on Obama and they actually go out there and they have a solid case, like, yeah, people are going to be thrilled. You're going to get a bunch of people that are saying, well, you said something and you followed through. But what we haven't seen is that follow through. So I don't like to predict the future because I don't know what cards they're holding. But what I've watched them do in the last 6 months is overpromise and underdeliver. They need to switch those around. They need to change up their business model so that they are underpromising and delivering way more than people expect. And then they can also get some wins on, you know, the financial situation. Like, you know, gas is more expensive here in Texas. Again, it went down. It's gone back up. There's some transient costs that are still continue to go up. Housing is totally unaffordable right now. My cousin sent me a graph from Zero Hedge that showed that now new housing is actually cheaper than existing housing. So people who live in houses can't turn and sell them. It's actually cheaper to buy a brand new house that they're building. None of that makes any sense. So we've got some real problems in like affordability. If you want to deliver what you said, the quote unquote golden era, you shouldn't be doing it with memes and eagles that are throwing, you know, dollar bills on people. You should go out there and let people go and realize, hey, I have more money than I had last month or the month before, or as we move into midterms in a year, they should be looking around and saying, yeah, I'm financially in better shape. I can afford housing that I couldn't afford before, blah, blah, blah. Like real wins that people can feel. Otherwise, you're just doing messaging. Messaging doesn't win. I don't think it lasts long enough because people can still look at their bank accounts.
What do you think the Democrats and the real deep state are going to do if they're able to win the House and Senate, and then if they got back in power in 3.5 years? I mean, they've said they're coming after everybody.
I mean, I have no reason to doubt them. I already saw what they did the first time. They broke panes of glass that should have been protecting us from a lot of evil out there. We had a near assassination on Donald Trump. You know, that was a hit. He got hit in the head. That was probably a millimeter or two away from one of the scariest situations, which is that we live in a country where if you don't like somebody and you don't like their politics, that you go kill them. And that was really, really close to being the reality of it. Now, somebody attempted it. The fact that they didn't, by the grace of God only, we didn't fall into whatever that black hole is, because we've done all the other banana republic stuff. You know, we've arrested political leaders. We've had politicization of our Justice Department. We've decided that we're going to go after people for religion, which is expressly forbidden in our Bill of Rights. Like, this is like fundamental American freedoms have been trod upon, and I wouldn't think anything else. I think that whenever the Democrats are playing, they play to win, and you can at least respect them for always pushing, even when it's against their own interest. They keep pushing because they're progressives. They do progressive work. It seems like Republicans just like to lose more slowly. So Donald Trump is more of a brake pedal or a speed bump than he is a U-turn. And I don't see the U-turn. I'd like to see the U-turn. That would make me very happy. Because I've got little kids that are going to go out into this world, and it doesn't look like I'm giving them the same sort of, you know, life that I grew up with. Hulk Hogan just passed today, and I grew up watching American heroes do kind of wild things, like ultimately American things, like big, muscly guys doing entertainment and telling you good messages, like say your prayers and take your vitamins and work out and be a good person and be a good neighbor. And like, that's not the messaging that kids are getting right now. So I would love to see us return to something where we thought we were the good guys.
Your parents are evil. America's horrible.
Right. This is one of the first generations where they're actually seeing that. What's crazy is that Gen Z is starting to see through some of this as well. I saw a poll today from my friends over at Catholic Vote. They do a news newsletter in the mornings. It said 1 in 4 Gen Z, whatever, Gen Zers are dissatisfied with the fact that they went to college, that they bought into this thing. And so you're seeing kind of a swing back towards trades. I think people are seeing a swing back towards, you know, rationality, because not everybody needs to go to college. A lot of people went to college and found that it wasn't useful to them. And Gen Zers are seeing it really quick as they go into the job market. So, you know, there's got to be some kind of a correction, and hopefully it's a correction about rationality. My hope is that young people are not getting irritated with Donald Trump because Donald Trump is too conservative for them, probably him. If we're being honest, it's probably young men. I hope that they're like, he's not conservative enough.
I can tell you, it's because he's not hardcore enough. I don't need to see polls.
It ought to be.
He's not hardcore enough. So looking at this then, this current case, New York man charged for attempting to use improvised explosive devices in Manhattan. And here's the charging document you just sent us. It just came out in the last 10 minutes. And then we've also got reports that he was trying to use AI to do it. So what's really going on with this case?
Yeah, it's a real buzzy headline. So at the end of the day, Alex, what we're looking at is that the FBI director shared this on his social media. The FBI touts every single what we'll call counterterrorism win, and they want to make it sound as good as possible. So what's the threat? AI is one of them, that he used AI. Essentially what he did is he went into Google and he just typed into Google, and Google spits out an answer using some sort of, you know, AI or ChatGPT. How do I make a bomb? How can I mix the right chemicals to create flash powder and so on and so forth? So that's what he did. It was really not sophisticated at all, and any monkey who has a keyboard and a screen could have done it. But it sounds good, so they did that. The second thing is what he actually produced, which was like 7 improvised explosive devices, which were essentially glorified fireworks, and they weren't even that powerful for fireworks. The most powerful firework that he created was a 30 gram explosive device, 30 grams of powder in it. And I've actually seen videos. You can go out there. People can look on YouTube right now and find them. And people will try to blow up a tree and it won't even blow off a tree limb, let alone the entire tree, with a 30 gram, you know, gunpowder explosive. So you've got this sort of goofy scenario where they're hawking this great win. This guy had improvised explosives. The best part of it for me is if you read far enough down into the complaint and you read what happened, the guy called somebody on a taped line and told them what he was going to do. He told some other witness, like, we got problems in our neighborhood. Look, there's a Jewish school over there. So you get to get a, you know, like a, an anti, you know, hate speech type statistical accomplishment that they're going to claim. And then the last thing is he blew up one of these fireworks, told his friend, oh, that was really scary. I'm going to go get rid of them. He tried to throw two of them off the bridge, but one ended up getting locked on the tracks of a train. And then the other ones, he was actually arrested while he was en route to the fire department.
So is this just a mentally ill attention seeker, or could this be a...
It's a dummy. Yeah, he's a guy who's in his 50s who, you know, they cited two posts he made on social media that were 5 weeks apart, Alex. One of them said, play like there's no tomorrow, whatever the hell that means. And the other one said, you know, Donald Trump, you should have built a wall, but now we got all these people here, which is objectively true. You got a lot of people that are illegally in New York. So it's acting like it's a big win. But if that's the biggest win they have, you know, the FBI doesn't actually go and interrupt major counterterrorism things all the time, because that's what they're out there touting. It's not impressive.
So looking at this and going back to Crossfire Hurricane, that clip we played coming into the segment of Trump saying, oh, something really big's coming. My takeaway is he keeps begging Bondi to indict somebody. He keeps begging Cash Patel. He keeps begging. And then at least Tulsi will release a bunch of hardcore stuff that, as you said, Ratcliffe wouldn't do before. And yep. So he's pleading with them to do their jobs.
So there was a lot of chatter coming down from DOJ, folks that I've been talking to, that said that there was this desperate urge, give us someone that we can indict so we can change the news cycle up. Like, we need a win. What have you got? And this is the argument. Okay, so Crossfire Hurricane is weaponization of intelligence. It's raw intelligence used against a political campaign and then eventually the sitting president. So that lets you know that things are completely off the rails when it comes to what people should be doing with these tools. This story in New York is evidence that even with all of the crazy collection that they can do and querying directly of the NSA's database through FISA 702, the software is called the Data Warehouse System, DWS. And so they can query directly into places that they should not be able to do. They could look into it without a warrant. And the best win that they have in the counterterrorism space, which is what the FBI tells you, they're out there protecting America and keeping, you know, New York City from going boom.
Is some guy
LARPing?
The boom
was a firework. It was a freaking firework that was 30 grams. You can get bigger fireworks here in Texas. You can get it probably right now down the street from you in Austin. So that's not that impressive. And that should actually be the evidence that the FBI director needs. It should be the evidence that Donald Trump pushes down and says, look, if this is the scariest thing that you guys can find with all the tools you have, maybe you don't need these tools. Maybe we take this stuff away so they don't use it on me whenever I'm out of office, because they used it previously.
And
so
now
that would
they
be
say,
the
oh,
that
the TSA is not going to take your shoes off. We're just going to biometrics and AI total control.
Yeah, I actually saw a really horrific DHS video put out the other day. It was some lady in sexy shoes walking around and dancing because she doesn't have to take her shoes off. It's like, look, we had to take our shoes off for a quarter of a century. The terrorists won. They made us inconvenienced. They made us not be able to see our loved ones come off the jetway when they come off a plane. I mean, I remember it and you remember it. You used to be able to walk off the plane and hug the people that you were waiting to see. You can't do that anymore. Now there's the secured area. And if anyone's ever done this and seen the audits, TSA fails all the audits. They fail at like a 90%+ rate, to the point where they won't put those out anymore. And now what are they going to do? They're going to give you more sophisticated tools that somebody's not going to be able to use, but they're going to grab all your biometrics. They're going to be able to stand, you know, put those in a database.
And it becomes an internal checkpoint for the social credit score like China has.
That's exactly it. You know what? And it's a perfect thing, because most people don't opt out. I'm one of the few guys, Alex, every single time I go into the airport, I tell them I must have the face that says it, because they actually guess it about me now. But I have a face that says I'm not going to submit to an extra photograph for no reason. And they give you this dirty look like you're somehow making their life worse.
I flew out a couple weeks ago, and I walk up and I go, I'm not doing this. You don't have to. And it's not the law. And then after the guy goes, hey, like your show. And then the woman behind me goes, I opted out. I forgot to do it. By the way, I love your show. So it does show how many people are awake, even the TSA person, the one behind me, but people aren't saying no.
No, people don't say no because honest to God, it's the same thing we saw during COVID. It's just basic compliance. Somebody from a government, somebody wearing the right uniform or with a little shiny piece of plastic or metal told me to do something. So I go do it. It doesn't mean you should. I mean, that's the thing we need to demand of our citizenry is that you be citizens. Don't be subjects. You have rights. You should know what they are. If you don't, someone's going to trod on them. And they already have. They've trod on a bunch of them. So the more that we can share the information, obviously your InfoWars is very well named. The information war oftentimes is just getting people information so they stand up for their own rights because half the time they just roll over and they do what they're told. And they don't need to do that. You don't need to have your picture.
What is your report card of good Trump's doing? You know, they're pulling out the WHO regulations. They have pretty much secured the border. They're trying to ramp up border enforcement. A lot of the super right wingers say, oh, it's not as good as under Obama. Well, because they dismantled it. I mean, what are the good things Trump's doing?
The best thing I think is that he's got some smart people in there that you're not hearing anything about. Like, go look at the Department of Energy that's starting to get stuff done. You've got Chris Wright who went in there and uncovered, I think it was like $90 billion worth of fraudulent movement of money in the last
$92 million, yeah.
Some crazy amount of money. You've got smart people that understand those systems that actually work in that industry. And generally speaking, I've had people say that when Wright, Secretary Wright's actually sitting and testifying, he's the smartest guy in the room on the topic.
No, I was about to say one of the big wins is cutting the straight up fraudulent funding.
Yeah. And look, the USAID thing, the fact that they even identified this to people and people started realizing what it was. I had a discussion and I've gotten a lot of favorable comments from folks that watch my program. I had a Tanzanian priest come in and beg for money for wells and sponsoring some of their seminarians in a country that has 68 million people that nobody I've ever met has ever been to. And we give $680 million a year in non-military funding there. And the total amount of money the United States contributes through all the NGOs and everything else is like $2.8 billion. We give $2.8 billion a year to Tanzania, which does nothing for us. And meanwhile, we've got homeless vets down the street from you and I that are dying, that are overdosing, that have nowhere to live. So we can't take care of Americans, but we're willing to give money to wells that don't function a year later. So I think bringing awareness to just, we all knew how bad it was in our own sense because you hear about the crazy things that they fund, but the sheer volume of it and then how that money actually goes back and benefits people that are corrupt, that's been a great opening eye point. But again, opening eyes is part one, then stopping it and cutting it and getting it done and then actually pulling it out of our budget for the future would be nice.
Sure,
I'd also
sure,
like to see Mike Johnson do something.
I agree.
Go ahead.
In closing, from your sources, your research, what happened with Musk? Because people are, you know, like, oh, we choose Trump over Musk or whatever. Most people, to me, I didn't see that as a choosing a beauty pageant or something. I think Doge was very popular. I think Musk was doing a good job overall. And you know, I mean, after he took over X, Twitter, all that, I'm just really upset about the Musk thing because I think he was a good asset for Trump in America.
I agree. I think that I think Musk is a do guy. He goes out there and he accomplishes things sometimes at a net loss until he's able to do it. Then they streamline. They do things that nobody else is doing. Again, they're landing rockets on their butts, right? And they're flying them in and catching them with chopsticks. So that's pretty wild to try to apply that to government where everything is a compromise and everybody is trying to get something out of it. You know, that's probably the most frustrating place he could be. I think he left because he wasn't going to be effective at the thing that he promised. And I don't think he likes being unsuccessful at stuff. I think Elon Musk, from where, you know, when he puts his mind to it, he gets stuff done, whether or not it makes sense for everybody right up front, whether or not it's profitable up front. And, you know, why would you stick around if you knew that, hey, here's all the ways, here's what we should do, and there's no mechanism and there's no willingness to go and accomplish the things that you said, you're just going to be someone who's promising something you can't do. You know, unlike the sort of Epstein situation where they overpromised and underdeliver, I think he overpromised, saw they weren't going to deliver, and he just said, okay, well, that's it. I'm done. If you're not going to let me be successful, why would you stick around? And I don't hate that at all, but I don't think it's an either or thing. You know, Elon Musk has done great things just in the Seraphim House. The fact that they went out and fought this free speech case, I think that's critical. That's one of our fundamental rights.
Oh, they tried to
rights.
Take my social media. He stood up for me in court. Didn't even ask him.
Yeah. And look, that all of that is the right answer. So I think at the end of the day, Elon Musk, he's not religious in the same way I am. I'm sure we have a lot of things that we would disagree on. I've never met the guy. So I have no reason to feel one way or another other than he does seem to align with certain principles. I'm down with that. Trump has his own sort of thing. Trump has become more and more political, whether people like it or not. He's a politician now. He has to work in a space where there's compromises. You know, he went out and put the big, beautiful bill out. But if you remember, the entire reason that Mike Johnson is the speaker in the House is because they were going to do single subject appropriations bills. If you want to see the single biggest thing that would turn it for me, Do single subject bills.
Oh, they should all be very short.
You
should, no more omnibus bills. I agree. Kyle Serafin.
That's what they said, but they're not doing it. So
everybody can find you at the Kyle Serafin Show. Locals.com, at Kyle Serafin on X, KyleSerafinShow.com, Rumble.com, Kyle Serafin. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Great analysis. You've been dead on about the Trump stuff.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thank you. Look, I need Trump to succeed. Overall, he's doing a great job in many areas, but PR-wise, they've now made this Epstein thing a big distraction. And I agree with Kyle. If there's anything real there, they would have already used it. And I just say release it all and burn down the deep state. But I wouldn't hold your breath because there's institutions trying to defend themselves. Owen Schroyer is about to take over from the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. You'll find his feeds at InfoWars.com/show. Refed, obviously, on the InfoWars feed and Alex Jones Network feed at Real Alex Jones on X and radio stations, TV stations across the country. I can't do this without you. I didn't even get into the law firm headed up by Kamala Harris's husband coming in to take over the lawfare cases against us because they're losing. We are truly David fighting Goliath. I could do a whole show on this, but I didn't even talk about it today because we have bigger fish to fry. Just go get some great T-shirts and ball caps. Just go get the best methylene blue. You've heard the right reviews. You're crazy if you don't get it. Get our RC Moss. It's amazing. Get the Shilajit. It's game-changing. We have a sale that ends Tuesday, the bombshell sale, a bottle of the very best Shilajit out there. Already discounted. Get a bottle free. The amazing RC Moss complex. Get a bottle free. And the capsules, both for methylene blue, and the liquid tincture, very same product, medical grade. Buy one, already discounted, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. We've sold out about 60% of the daggers. This is the coolest dagger we've had yet, limited edition, engraved with 1776 and my signature. Double-edged stainless steel, highest quality, very hard combat rubber grip, and a very high-tech sheath that clips in so it doesn't come out. Clips on your belt buckle or your pants, and it goes in your purse, wherever. It is amazing. It will defend you and your family, and when you purchase it, it defends the First Amendment, and the important work we're doing here comes in a beautiful collector's case that's selling out quickly at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank the great folks at Bigley for putting that dagger out. I asked them about 6-7 months ago to find the best. I found that. They got it. And that dagger sells all day for $30 more than we sell it, but we bought so many of them, we got a big discount, so we can sell them for $70-something. We still make a profit to fund this operation. So it is a high-quality tactical dagger with scabbard and clip. It is amazing. And it is something everybody needs to get at thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, you've heard the rave reviews, methylene blue, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., all of it. I got on it 6 years ago off and on, didn't have much effect because they said it was USP. It wasn't. My doctor wasn't selling it just to get any USP grade. We tried five or six different brands. This is totally different. Bigley did a great job finding a real medical grade group out of Florida that supplies it for medical systems, you name it, for other things they use it for. It is incredible. Cleans out your cells, gives you sustained clarity and focus energy without a letdown. TheAlexJonesStore.com and become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time on your profile. You get $40 to spend each month at the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everything's discounted when you do that. Everybody should be a VIP. I want to thank those that are VIPs. And any supplement you're worried is going to sell out, which happens routinely, become a subscriber, get a bigger discount, cancel any time, and have it held back for you every month or every 2 months. Click how long by becoming a subscriber for AutoShip at thealexjonesstore.com. Great job to the crew. So much more coming today. Be sure and watch InfoWars. Request reports I'll file. God bless you all. Owen Schroyer takes over now. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.